High school football starts now. Brought to you by Platte River Radio Sports.
As the regular season nears its conclusion, just 2 weeks of games left, many district races are becoming crystal clear. Tonight, it's a Class C2 district matchup between Ravenna and Blue Hill, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. With St. Cecilia holding a firm grasp on the district title, this game serves as a must-win for both schools, battling for power points and a possible playoff berth. The Blue Hill Bobcats have rolled as of late, winning 4 games in a row. For Ravenna, they bounce back with a 51-0 win over the Wood River Eagles, ending a short 2-game losing streak. With so much on the line, you don't want to miss a second of this exciting football contest. It's the Blue Hill Bobcats and the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Let's go live to the field for the call of tonight's game. Here's Craig Eckert.
Thank you, Tyson. Craig Eckert along with Tim Bob Kitzmiller from Blue Hill on a beautiful, brisk autumn evening here. And we are only 4 weeks away from being in the semifinals of the state football playoff program.
It's getting right down to it, isn't it?
It is getting down to it. And as was mentioned in the intro there, this is a big deal because already Ravenna has lost to Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia. Blue Hill has lost to St. Cecilia. They have yet to play Kearney Catholic. So if there is an assumption, I'm not making that assumption, but if the assumption is both these teams would lose to both the Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia, then this is a pretty key ball game for both Blue Hill and Ravenna.
Essentially a playoff game at this point.
It really is. There's a stretch right out there, yeah. Blue Hill is lining up and running at you. Ravenna tries to bury that a little bit, but they have to execute, as we'll hear in the coaches' interviews, and so we'll hear those in a little bit. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders, New Tech Seed dealer near you. Call them for your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes and find out throughout the season. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed bringing you tonight's pregame show, and we're going to hear from both Scott Porter, the coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, state champs not too long ago, and the Ravenna Blue Jays, who are no strangers to going way deep into the football playoff in both the last several years. So, as I said, this should be an excellent ball game to watch, and we're looking forward to a fun one to call here too. So.
It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful night for it. It looks like fall. Feels like fall. Can't beat it. I'm ready for it.
Cannot beat it. The officials are all here. We're counting them all up. There's five of them out there. The players are on the turf going through their final drills before they retreat to the locker room and come out for the kickoff of tonight's game, which will occur here in less than a half hour. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back to talk to the coaches for tonight's game. Scott Porter of Blue Hill, Mark Hudson from Ravenna, up next on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek fuel trailer dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek fuel trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek fuel trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
We get Ravenna's side of things on the Ravenna-Blue Hill football game here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Mark Hudson joins us, the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Coach, got the ship upright a little bit last week, huh, with the win over Wood River after dropping two to two very good teams, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, but good performance by your guys last week?
Yeah, you know, we had some guys moved around last week. You know, we had some injuries that kind of took their toll a little bit there, but you know, that wasn't the main reason. We just didn't execute the last week, and I think maybe we put a little bit too much into a little bit too much of all of our chips into the middle of the field there on Hastings St. Cecilia and came up short, and we didn't bounce back and take care of business and prepare ourselves the next week. So you know, last week was a good to get feel better game, so hopefully we can continue to progress forward and get better as the season plays out.
Yeah, you ran into those two in the middle there with St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic after winning your first three, and now 4-2 on the season, head into the final two with Blue Hill and Southern Valley. Overall, Coach, pretty pleased with things this season. I know you'd like to get another shot at those two teams that beat you, and you might, but pretty pleased with things overall.
You know, I don't know if I can say that. I think these last two games and how we finished the season will definitely kind of, and not necessarily whether we win or lose. You know, I think it, you know, the thing I want to see is I want to see how we handle adversity, and we didn't do a very good job against that, or with that Kearney Catholic. And so, you know, if we can hold ourselves and present ourselves in a good manner and battle for four quarters, you know, for the rest of the season, you know, then we'll look back on those games and look at that as a learning moment, you know. But if we don't do those things, then, you know, it's something chemistry-wise or something that we've got to do different or approach different, because we were very disappointed with our performance at Kearney Catholic. Not that they, you know, won or lost. It was just kind of how we finished out. So, you know, I guess I'm still going to reserve judgment on whether we're pleased or not. You know, and again, it's not the win and losses. It's, you know, how we handle adversity and how we learn the life lessons that come from football.
It's a true test tonight coming up, isn't it, Coach, with over there at the Blue Hill where you are this evening. And it's a big test. Blue Hill's on a roll here. They've won four in a row, three straight shutouts. So what about this Blue Hill ball club? They are a tough outfit, aren't they?
Yep. They've got a really good ball club, and they got some good tradition going on down there. And you know, they're big up front. That's the first thing you notice, is they've got some seniors that really do a job of getting onto people and moving them. You know, I don't know if Coach would agree or not. You know, that's how we look at it, is the strength of their team is their boys up front, you know, and that's, you know, kind of where we traditionally have been. You know, we're throwing a little bit more this year and trying to get outside a little bit more, but, you know, that's something that it's always going to be decided up front, no matter how you look at it. And that's two teams that I think that are going to try and smash goals on Friday night and see who's going to be tougher. So it's going to come down to technique and execution and effort.
The offense, you've had a pretty good offense this season, and Blue Hill also. Defenses have played pretty well, too. So what do you think are the keys, in addition to the line of scrimmage, Coach, tonight on both sides of the ball for the Blue Jays?
Well, you know, for us, I think, you know, it's kind of coach speak, and everybody talks about it. But, you know, big games, turnovers is a big deal. You know, St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic, we were minus, heck, it could have been 1,000 in the turnover ratio. And you know, the games kind of, you know, especially Kearney Catholic, got away from us. So we've got to take care of the football. We've got to make sure we don't give them a short field. You know, the simple things in football, stupid penalties, things like that. You know, and I think another key component, just besides turnovers, is you know, who's gonna fight through, you know, that end of the second quarter and that into that fourth quarter when things get tiring and your mental fatigue starts to pick up. So, you know, to me, we're going to talk to our kids about, you know, taking care of the football and no stupid penalties and playing four quarters of football, you know, and just making sure that we're persevering through the entire ball game, because they're going to win some battles, and you know, we're going to win some battles. It's not each individual battle or play. It's how it plays out and stacks up through the entire ball game.
Blue Hill tonight, you're home next week to Southern Valley on a Thursday to conclude the season in district play. Another concept of this one, of course, Coach, is a district game, and you can't very well afford another loss in the district, can you, tonight, as far as that's concerned, to have any chance for helping for playoff as far as district's concerned. You got to win this one tonight, don't you?
Right, yeah. I haven't looked at all the tiebreakers or whatever, yada, yada, but for us to have a chance, I guess, you know, Blue Hill has to beat Kearney Catholic next week after we, would be able to if we can knock off Blue Hill this week. Then you'd be set up with a three-way tie. So, yeah, that gives you an opportunity. Right now, that's the furthest thing from our mind, or it's in the back of our mind. We're focused on Blue Hill for the sake of getting better, finding out who we are, what kind of team we're going to be, just trying to set ourselves up to be playing good football heading into the playoffs, you know. If a district championship falls into our lap, that'd be great. But, you know, as far as my mentality is concerned, you know, and I think the kids, you know, we let that slip through our fingers at Kearney Catholic when we didn't come out and play our best football.
Well, Coach, it's Blue Hill tonight over at their place. It should be a good one. We appreciate your time on the pregame show. Good luck tonight, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk as this season gets to its conclusion and hopefully into the playoffs. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a ton for the coverage, Blaine. We appreciate it up here, too.
You bet. That's Mark Hudson, the head football coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays, on tonight's pregame show.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Welcome back to the pregame show, and Scott Porter joins us, the head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, before the Bobcats and Ravenna go at it in high school football here on the Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Coach, thanks for joining us. The ball club at 5-1. You've won four in a row. Looks like things are going pretty well right now. What do you think?
Thanks for having me, and we've been heading in the right direction. I have to give a lot of credit to the guys that start and come in and play on defense. I think that's been the biggest turnaround for us, is they finally started playing to their full potential. And, you know, we've been fortunate to have three shutouts the last 3 weeks. And, you know, offensively, we're still not quite there, but we're getting better week in, week out. And hopefully tonight we can get rid of the little mental mistakes we've been having and get our fifth victory in a row.
Well, Coach, won the first one, then St. Cecilia got you. That third game, was maybe that one of the keys for you this year? You beat Thayer Central in a close ball game, 24-21. That's propelled you to the three shutouts after that and four wins in a row. That Thayer Central game was probably a key game. Maybe it kind of gave a lot of confidence to your ball club after the only loss?
I think it did, but, you know, thinking back after when that game was over, just listening to the guys talk, you know, they knew that they kind of let their guard down in the second half, and because that game we were up 24-7 at halftime, and you know they kind of got a little too relaxed, and you know the biggest talk was they got to play all four quarters and you know play every minute that they're out there, and it was a eye opener for them, and fortunate enough to come away that week with the win. And you know, I think it has propelled us into the three straight wins since then.
I guess, especially the guys on defense, they must have got inspired there, Coach. They must have told each other, hey, we're not going to get beat if nobody scores on us. So the last three have been shutouts. What have you been doing so well defensively? I guess the whole package, right?
The biggest thing I've noticed for us, you know, the first couple games we kind of sat and read our keys and then reacted. And with this group of guys, I think the biggest success has been, you know, giving them an assignment and just turning them loose, and instead of sitting and reacting. And we've been able to, you know, stop a lot of good teams with their offense. And, you know, there's been a couple times in all three games the last 3 weeks where the team's been inside our 20, and you know, we were able to close the door and keep them out of our end zone.
I know the ball club with the three straight shutouts, Coach, defensively, that offensively, that helps the offense, doesn't it? If they can, I know you say you're still trying, working on that offense, still in progress here, but if you get a shutout, the offense knows we go out and score at least a couple touchdowns, we're going to be in pretty good shape here. So offensively, you have a little opportunity to get better every week, don't you? Because one score might be enough.
That's exactly right. You know, we've told the guys year in, year out that defenses win championships. And, you know, after last year's overall defense performance wasn't one of the better ones we've had here at Blue Hill, you know, I kind of took it upon myself and to get us back to where we needed to be, you know, to make a good solid run in the regular season and, you know, a good solid run come playoff time. And I think the kids are finally realizing their potential defensively and are having more fun and getting after things. And, you know, a lot of the guys play on both sides, so they realize that they're having success on defense where offensively, you know, we might be struggling a little bit. And if they can do what they're doing well on defense, like you said, you know, it might take one touchdown or a field goal to win a game.
Okay, the ball club's 2-0 in district. You got two remaining, two tough ones, Coach, as you well know. Ravenna tonight at home and in just a few minutes, and then next week on Thursday at Kearney Catholic. So you have your two biggest tests in the district coming up, Coach. What about this Ravenna game tomorrow night, tonight? What's going to be the key for the Bobcats to win this thing?
The key for us tonight will be offensively, you know, to get away from our own mental mistakes of silly penalties and especially taking care of the ball and, you know, just executing our offensive game plan, maintaining our blocks and getting the ball to our running backs and receivers and letting them make plays. And then defensively, you know, we got to contain Mr. Cyborn from Ravenna. He's the biggest threat, you know, that we feel that they have offensively. We can't fall asleep on the other players for sure, but, you know, if we can, we feel if we can contain Cyborn, we got a good chance of winning the game.
Yeah, it's a big one for both teams, Coach. Should be a lot of fun at your place tonight. We'll have it for you right here on the radio. Coach, thanks for joining us. Congrats, especially to the kids on the season so far. Good luck tonight and at Kearney Catholic and then down in the playoffs, we hope. So thanks for joining us on the pregame show.
Thanks for having me.
And that is Scott Porter, the head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, on tonight's pregame show.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make this short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
After going to one of the key games tonight, and you're listening in, please text us or give us a call on any of those. We'll get to some of those games. Certainly over the evening hours, but it would help out if you don't hear the score, shoot us a text. Right now, it's time for the 5 Points Bank starting lineups here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. The 5 Points Bank, Better Bank, is proud of its long history of being a local community bank to count on our area. Our growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They also concentrated on being profitable and secure for 5 Points customers. With growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service goals that 5 Points strives for and achieves. 5 Points Bank, your safe, secure banking choice. 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, Grand Island, and in Hastings. First of all, let's take a look at the visiting Ravenna Blue Jays. Starting tonight, Trevor Saborn, quarterback, 170-pound senior. Lucas Wilkie is the featured running back. He's 190 pounds and a senior. Connor Baranek is a wideout and defensive back. He's a 175-pound senior. Ethan Schombach, the fullback, linebacker, senior, 205 pounds. Trace Armstrong is a tight end and linebacker, 195 and a senior. The other is Jacob Bruja. He's 210 and a senior at tight end and linebacker. Jake Boyd is on the line both ways, 210 and a senior. Brandon Rogers, 210, 220, and a senior on the line offensively and defensively. Josh Borgman, offensive line, defensive linebacker, 205, and a junior. Tyler Douglas on the line offensively and defensively is a junior and 190 pounds. Michael Steele rounds out the lineman, 220 pounds, and a senior. The Ravenna Blue Jays are coached by Mark Hudson. And they are coming into tonight's ball game with one win following two losses, which were preceded by three wins. So all in all, they come out here tonight 4-2. It's really pretty much, as we discussed earlier, and as the coach kind of confirmed in the interviews, this is kind of a pre-playoff game in reality for Ravenna tonight. They really need to step up and try and take this thing to secure a place going into the postseason. Meanwhile, Blue Hill lost to St. Cecilia, but otherwise have had some fairly impressive victories. They beat Sutton, they beat Thayer Central, Wood River Superior, and Southern Valley, and impressively shutting out the last three opponents. And that was quite a comeback after the second week of the season when they gave up 35 to St. Cecilia. But the Blue Hill Bobcats will be starting Shane Freeman at one of the running back spots. He's 150 pounds and a senior. He'll also play defensive back. Chase Hofferber, the other running back, 185 and a junior. Dakota Hoyt, quarterback, 150 and a senior. Mitch Rublev is the wideout, 150 and a sophomore. He also plays defensive back. Eli Van Boning, wide receiver, defensive back, 155 and a senior. Garrett Williams, tight end, defensive end, 175 and a senior. Connor Brown is the center and defensive tackle, 205 and a junior. Mike Rourke, defensive tackle, 220 and a senior. Jeremiah Kruger, big guy up there at the guard spot on offense, defensive tackle on defense, 210 and a senior. Blake Bunner, guard, defensive tackle, 230 and a senior. Tyler Otten is the offensive tackle and linebacker, 185 and a senior. Nathan Hillius will start at one of the wideout spots, 135 and a senior. Those are your Blue Hill Bobcats, coached by Scott Porter. And they have one loss on the season, and it also should be noted that they will be taking on Kearney Catholic next week. So Ravenna Kearney Catholic, hardly a walk in the park to close out the season for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Alongside again tonight is Tim Bob Kitzmiller, Craig Eckert with you, and we are engaged in on-field introductions. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking both are going to have to get their big guy running the ball. It's a sideborn for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and it's Feynman for the Bobcats. They pretty well match up size-wise across the board. There's no big advantage. It's who can do what and who can get their big guy moving north and south and into the end zone.
I think that Wilkie is going to be an impressive running back as you watch him. We saw him against Jonathan Crumble in the first week of the season. Suborn, the fine option quarterback, really knows how to run this Blue Jay offense. The other team is going to pass by choice. They're going to do it when they need to and when they can from the standpoint of changing up their normal running game. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. A couple of minutes away from the kickoff, let me tell you about some of the other area games on KHAS, 12:30 a.m., Adams Central, McCook, Aurora, Hastings High on KICS, ESPN 1550, Superior is playing St. Cecilia, Elm Creek, and Overton. That's on Classic Hits 98.9. Grand Island. Try that again. Grand Island actually beat Lincoln East in a Thursday night game, 42-14. Kearney is playing Lincoln Southwest. Lexington, Holdridge, York, and Grand Island Northwest face one another tonight. Minden, Milford, Sandy Creek, Centura, Gibbon, Grand Island, Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, Centennial, St. Paul, and Norfolk Central Catholic also facing off tonight. We'll round out some of the area games here. We'll take a break. Be back around the corner with more on the New Tech State pregame show right after this 2-minute timeout.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R-Piece Body Shop in Blue Hill. R-Piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R-Piece as the place to see. R-Piece Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R-Piece Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
Blue Hill has won the toss, and they have elected to receive the football from Ravenna as we're about ready to get her going here in the second from the last game of the regular season. I can't believe we're saying that.
It's that close already.
It is that. 4 weeks from this week, we'll be in the semifinal round of the state football playoffs. So keep that in mind as time. I've always said the Nebraska high school football season seems like the fastest season in all of sports. Blue Hill, men back at the 10-yard line. Comacher is one of the return men. Robolid is the other one. Robolid will take it. He's across the 20, 25, running room 30, 35, and he's twisted down by Sikowski at the 36-yard line, and they'll spot it just inside the 38. So first and 10, Blue Hill at the 38-yard line, and with 11:53 to go here in the first half, first quarter, and we're just kicking things off here. Blue Hill with an I formation, a slot man to the right side, signals and firing out into the flat is the quarterback. He's got Rubelit. He's got a first down across midfield out of the 48-yard line.
Nice pass out there. Just a little slip screen out there to number 15. Picks up a first down about 15 yards on the first play of the game.
Parker Trumbull is in there at quarterback. He is a junior, and he was not listed as a starter. So
little razzle-dazzle, a little trade-up on
what that's all about. Now they come out with an I formation, this time wides both ways, and a slot man to the left side. And under center this time, again, is Trumbull, and the flat to the left side is where he throws the ball. This time, not much gain, about a yard gain, and it'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go for Blue Hill. So instead of the run offense, we've seen two passes into the flat.
Well, those are just long handoffs trying to get the ball outside, but a nice job by Ravenna's cornerback to come and shut that down and not allow that, allow him to get the corner like he did on the first play of the game.
Clock running now, just underway, no score, 11:18, first period. Ravenna with Parker Trumbull at quarterback. They send Rubelit out wide to the right side. Now they've got a power eye with a wingman to the left. He goes in motion. That's Comacher from the left to the right. Now they flip it back to Thaman. Thaman dips and jukes and doesn't get much as Ravenna comes up and makes the stop for little or no gain. So the ball is spotted still at about the 48-yard line of the Ravenna Blue Jays. I guess they do give them a little bit more, so it's down to about the 45-yard line of Ravenna. Third down and 8 yards to go for Blue Hill. Comacher comes back in the ballgame after checking over to the sideline for the play, brings it to the huddle. Thaman dots the eye. Power eye, everybody else is in tight. Third down play, handoff goes to the tailback, Thaman, and he's got nothing. Tom Sikowicz comes in and makes a great one-on-one tackle for Ravenna, and that will stop Blue Hill apparently here on downs.
I was going to say that's exactly what Ravenna wants to do all night, get them in third and long, put them in those situations where they're uncomfortable, where they can't, where they got to throw the football or try to make a big play on the ground.
Blue Hill will punt the ball. Punter is bobbles the ball, and it's a low kick off the side of the foot, almost blocked. He did get it away, so give him credit for that. Stops inside about the 32-yard line of Ravenna. So that's a net of about a 15-yard punt.
I think 15 yards is generous. He bobbled the snap. It was down around his feet. I think the Ravenna player was surprised that he hadn't gotten it off, or he would have blocked it and could have tackled him because he'd have been on the ground. I mean, if that's a live ball, and he could have just tackled him instead of trying to go for the block.
So Ravenna, with 9:50 to go in the first, takes over now on their own 32-yard line. And Saborn is the quarterback, and he stands in the gun with one man by him. He's got a slot man to the right side, wide both ways otherwise, long count. Slot goes in motion right to left. The ball is on the ground, a bad snap, and Blue Hill comes in, makes him pay. Coming in was Blake Brunner, the defensive tackle. When he saw that ball go on the ground, he was on it. And on the ball carrier, which was, using the term loosely, Saborn there falling on it, is going to be second down, almost 20 yards to go.
Yeah, that's a big loss on first down, but you're way behind the chains on a play like that.
Saborn is again in the gun. He's got McGuigan in the backfield with him. Schaumbach is the backfield with him, and Schaumbach will get the handoff on the option, but there's nothing doing there. Blue Hill's right on that one again. And again, Butter is in there at the bottom of the pile for Blue Hill. Trenton Jordaning, the defensive end at 230, and a senior showed that experience and dipped that one out on the quarterback zone read.
There was just nothing there. He ran into good penetration by that front line by the Bobcat.
It wasn't 20 yards to go before. It is now 3rd and 20. We'll call it now as Ravenna's got a long way to go here. They go wides both ways with a spot man to the left side. Saborn calls out the signals. They've got to go to the air. They put a man in motion from the right to the left now. So there's two wides out. They decide to set up a screen, and they do. But the man who caught the pass, Trace Armstrong, tripped up and fell about 5 yards shy of the original stick. So it's going to be 4th down and 13 yards to go now as Ravenna will be forced into a punting situation. And quick exchanges here by both teams as both offenses went 3 and out on some series that are not particularly pretty.
I was going to say, Blue Hill did pick up a 1st down on their first.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's right. They got the one in the first play of the game. That's right.
Right.
It was 4 and out.
Four and out.
One kick bounces at the 30-yard line, and it's down there by Ravenna. Trevor Saborn down there to down it for the Ravenna Blue Jays. And so it's going to be 1st down and 10 just outside the 20 for Blue Hill as they're back on offense quickly here in the early going. 7:47 to go first, no score.
Well, that was a kind of an interesting punt because it bounced straight up, and he thought about grabbing it and then thought, no, again. And then Ravenna got a player. That could have been a big play if he just touched it. So
pretty nice punt.
Pretty nice punt, yeah.
All right, now Dakota Hoyt is in at quarterback for Blue Hill. An I formation sets Feynman as the tailback, slot man to the right side. He'll get the carry. Feynman crossed the 25 to about the 30-yard line. And it'll bring up a 2nd down and 6 yards to go for Blue Hill.
That's a much better first play there. Just a good, strong power off-tackle play. Play into their strength. Don't get too fancy. Do what you do.
I don't know what the inner workings of that quarterback exchange was. Maybe they did that on purpose because maybe Trumbull has a better passing talent. I'm not sure. But now they've got the guy we thought was going to start, Dakota Hoyt, in there. And they go with an I formation.
Trickeration.
Wide outs both ways. Under center now calls off the signals. Pitch. Left side. Feynman's got a little cut back, and it's immediately closed up, but he did get across the 35 to about the 36-yard line. He's tackled over there by Josh Boardman.
That was a nice little toss off tackle. He read his blockers, had good patience. Cut back. He's about to come up 3rd and short, 3rd and 2, maybe. 3rd and 1.
Dust sets in, and the lights are on here at Blue Hill as they send Rublin wide to the left side and Garrett Williams wide to the right side with a slot man out there wide right as well. I formation, everybody else in tight. Running back runs into the quarterback. Ooh. That can't have helped the handoff, and he stood up right at the line of scrimmage. I don't think he got the 1st down.
That was a nice defensive surge by the Ravenna Blue Jays. Linebacker came up and filled that hole. I think you're right. I think he's short.
But I don't think the running back hitting the quarterback did much good for that handoff either. That threw off the timing, and it came close to the sticks, close enough for a measurement now. So it's either a 1st down or 4th down and very short. We'll find out where they gave him the progress.
Interesting defensive formations for both teams. Neither one of them has really got a free safety in the middle of the field. They're both lining up with the linebacker.
1st down. 1st down by about the width of a quarter.
I was going to say, neither team has a free safety, so that linebacker has got to make the play. They break the line of scrimmage. There's nobody in the middle of the field. So if both teams are playing it that way, it's interesting to see how this develops. They're going to force them to throw the football.
Both teams have some running backs who could take it all that way.
Right.
Again, the I formation. Everybody in tight except for one wide receiver out to the right side. They pitch it to Feynman. Feynman goes right side, and he'll be strung out and tackled near the line of scrimmage. Shane Feynman on the carry there. And he continues to be a workhorse for the Blue Hill Bobcats as the clock ticks down to 5:45 in the first.
Well, no big surprises there. We're going to ride the horse that got us here. And both teams see who can stop who.
All right. Musical quarterbacks as Hoyt is back in. Rubelid comes wide to the right side. The Up man is Chase Hoffberger. Shane Faman is the eye back. One wide out goes to the far side of the field. Back to pass now. And looking is Hoyt. He's got a man and immediately hit as he caught the ball is Chase Hoffberger. But he'll pick up about 5 yards, bringing up third down and about 4 yards to go. There's some respect there for the run defense on the part of the Blue Hill Brain Trust because they went to the air instead of keeping on the ground.
Well, nice check down by the quarterback. He wanted to go to the wide receiver down the sideline. He was covered, dropped it off to the back out, but a big hit by the linebacker. He really brought the wood on that play.
Third down, short five for Blue Hill is coming back into the ballgame now with Garrett Sharp. He'll fill the fullback spot. Shane Comacher comes in at one of the running back slots, and the quarterback remains Dakota Hoyt. He did not take the first snap from under center earlier. That was Parker Trumbull. Now they break the huddle, and quickly up over the ball is the center. Under center is Hoyt. I formation, wides both ways, marks up the signals, fakes the handoff, back to pass. Looks, got a man in the flat. It's Garrett Sharp. Shakes off one man, gets the first down across midfield, down to the 45-yard. Nice effort there by Garrett Sharp.
Nice play by Garrett Sharp. The corner came up to head the play. He shook him off, kept his feet, drove for the first down because he was stopped well short when that first defender hit him.
Ironically, on a ride down here, you and I were talking some football and said, you make that first man miss and good things happen.
That's true. And they are 4-for-4 passing. That's news itself for Blue Hill right there.
They go with a slot to the right side, and the handoff goes to the tailback again. And that time, I don't think it was Faman. I think that was Hoffberger at the eye back. Let me look. No, it is Faman. Okay. So Faman takes it for a nice first down carry, about 5 yards. Second down coming with 5 yards to go.
Yeah, that was really a nice surge by Blue Hill. They're starting to get a nice drive going here, and they'll do this. They'll just bang it down the field 5 yards at a time and just wear out your defense.
They send Garrett Williams wide to the right side. And a slot man wide right, eye formation. Faman dots the eye. The quarterback under center hands off to the up man. That is Garrett Sharp, and he'll carry for about 4 yards. I don't think he got the first down.
But that was a nice little inside trap, just a quick little hitter. Hit, put it right in the linebacker, and the linebacker made a nice tackle, or maybe Sharp was taking that to the house. That was a good one-on-one tackle.
2 yards, this third down coming. And Blue Hill, which started the game with two short passes now, has gone a little bit more with the ratio we expect. Run, 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 and then a pass now and then. I formation with a slot to the right side. Double wides right, really. And the handoff is not accomplished before flags and a whistle blows. So
I think
what that's all about. I think it might have been offside.
Off procedure. I think the interior lineman moved his butt up before the play started. Little flinch there at the line of scrimmage.
All right, so that changes it from third and about two to third and seven for Blue Hill as they wind the clock with 3:16 to go in the first period. There's no score here. This is a key game as far as some playoff implications are concerned. Blue Hill would like to go into the Kearney Catholic game with a win under their belt. Ravenna's already lost to both St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. Back to pass firing at the 30-yard line. It is in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. The intended receiver being Faman. Oh, try that again. The intended receiver was Garrett Williams, in and out of his hands. And so that'll bring up fourth down and a punting situation again for Blue Hill.
And that penalty was big because that puts them from third and short to third and five, something they don't do comfortably. Nice play by the Ravenna defensive back to knock that ball
down. That's the kind of pass that would have been a great catch.
Right.
But it turned out to be the incompletion. Punter at the 35-yard line, kicks it again a little on the left side. I don't think we're going to get much of a net on this one either. They're walking back up now, and he's at the 35-yard line as the referee of Ravenna. So special teams play for Blue Hill on the punt, not great so far. Starting on their own 35-yard line will be the Ravenna Blue Jays here, who were three and out on their first possession, and now they're coming back on their second possession. Trevor Suborn at the controls of the Blue Jay offense.
What a big difference a punter can make in a game.
Boy. Storm Rath Hoffman goes wide to the left side. Man in the slot for Suborn to the left side. Shotgun formation, man in motion is Shambach from the right to the left. Long count, now the option, pitch, and the ball is on the ground again, and I think Blue Hill's on top of it. We'll see if it's squirted out again and if Ravenna got it. We'll just see.
Kind of tried to pitch the option, got tipped, I think, at the pitch.
That's two times on first down that they put the ball on the ground and put themselves in a big hole. It's second down and 20 now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, as Blue Hill was quick to sniff out that fumble and fall on the man who fell on the fumble. Saborn, I formation. He's got wideouts both ways, more of a wing to the right side. Long count again as they put a man in motion, and he'll keep it on the fake and doesn't get anywhere. Coming in there nicely for Blue Hill, a couple of guys on defense. I think that was Trenton Jordaning in there right off the bat. And yeah, he's a defensive tackle, and closest distance between 2 points, a straight line, and he straight got to him.
Blue Hill's getting nice penetration across their front line, getting into Ravenna's backfield. That makes it hard to run an offense.
Ravenna really seems out of sync tonight so far. Wide out to the left side and a wingman to the right side. Shotgun. In fact, wings both ways. Shotgun formation. That wing left comes in motion. They pitch it forward, actually, to the running back Lucas Wilkie, and when he gets ahead of steam up, he's a pretty good running back, but boy, he didn't get his shoulders squared at all there, and he's tackled for no gain. It's fourth down and 20 yards to go again for the Blue Jays.
Again, that penetration by the bottom line, they made the quarterback pitch it before he wanted to, had good position by the linebackers, and there's just not much to run when you're playing in the other team's backfield.
Did you see that? That was actually an underhanded forward pass.
Right, but they were behind the line. So
no,
legal,
I know that, but I mean, that's how far the timing is.
Oh, yeah.
Out for Ravenna.
Oh, yeah, it is. Blue Hill's really getting after him.
All right, standing back just outside the 30-yard line in single safety is Hofferberger. They've got everybody else. They've got eight men up in the box. Nine men.
Yep.
Nine men up and a high snap. Pressure put on. They almost got it. High kick, it's going to bounce at the 42 of Blue Hill and roll out of bounds at about the 40, 39-yard line. So a good field position there for Blue Hill. They're starting about 20 yards farther upfield than they did their last possession.
So that punter is able to flip that field. What a difference his punting makes to Blue Hill's.
That's right. That's exactly right. The field position for Blue Hill is better than their last possession, but had Blue Hill been able to punt Ravenna way down,
It would have made a big difference,
exactly. 5:57 to go here. Nope, wait, hang on. 55.7 seconds to go. Yeah, the first period of play. Now they go with a deuce backfield, actually almost a wishbone backfield, and the handoff goes to one of the halfbacks there. That is Feynman. He'll fall forward for about a yard for Blue Hill, and he'll bring up second down at 8 yards to go.
They seem to be trying to find what's going to work for them different. They've gone in the pistol. They've gone in that full house. They've spread them out. They're just trying to figure out what's going to work.
They really almost look like they've scripted that first play.
Yeah, they did, trying to see how Ravenna's going to respond to it.
About a half minute to go here in the first period of play. Blue Hill breaks the huddle. They came out with a different starting quarterback than we expected. Parker Trumbull was the starting quarterback, and now Dakota Hoyt is back in there. It is a wishbone this time. He's under center, and they hand it off again to the halfback, Feynman. He falls forward for another couple of yards. It'll bring up third down and about six when we resume here in the second period, because this whole period is about had it. 3-2-1, and the end of one period. No scoring on the board. Blue Hill and Ravenna in a key game here in C2 from Blue Hill, still tied up at zero. You're listening to high school football on the Breeze 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com on the World Wide Web.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown. So why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printer's dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single color through four color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, I can give you in the first half, four punts ended each one of the series. And the fifth series was interrupted by the end of the first period, and that'll be Blue Hill coming to take over now. Third down and 5 yards to go as they leave the bench and come to begin the second period of play. They are going from north to south this time, all in blue uniforms, blue helmets, Ravenna's Blue Jays, white uniforms, helmets, and blue numerals and trim. Under center is the quarterback. And Hoyt fakes the handoff, rolls, passes in the flat, completion to Sharp. And he is almost at the first down marker, but not quite. Garrett Sharp, 160-pound junior, couldn't square the shoulders and get much more upfield. But it'll be a close fourth down when they come out. We'll see what they're going to try and do here. Fourth down and one. I'm guessing it's a punting situation here for Blue Hill, but we've seen them do other things.
I don't know. It looks like they're going to punt, but that's...
Mike Rourke has been the punter, and he's not had a great night so far. As far as net results, he's been under 25 yards. Good snap that time. That time he gets a good, pretty good one off. It bounces at the 25, high bounce, and rolled dead at about the 15-yard line of Ravenna.
Wasn't pretty, but it was darned effective.
It was effective. So we're out at their 15.
That makes a big difference from where you're starting from. And Ravenna, the way they've started on offense, they really need to move the ball because it's hard to play defense for the entire first quarter other than six plays.
So Ravenna will, again, have Kermit Saborn in at quarterback. We really haven't had any opportunity to read numbers or call names of running backs. They just have not gotten to play development. They haven't gotten much out of the hands of the quarterback. Now they've got an I formation. Saborn is under center this time. And he'll go the option route. He'll keep it himself. He's an effective runner, and he shows that as he gets across the 15-20 and out to about 5 yard line. So a nice gallop there for Trevor Saborn on his first carry, officially deemed so.
Just a little tight option play there, almost an off-tackle play with the quarterback.
A nice safe play that deep in. Now they got a little breathing room as they're out at about the 25-yard line. Under center again is Saborn. I formation, boy, everybody else is in tight, straight across, white jerseys on that line. He'll keep it himself. He goes right side this time. Got running room, got more running room. 50, 40, Saborn, 35. Trevor Saborn takes it home. Touchdown, Ravenna.
That was a nice, just a little off-tackle play. Nothing fancy there, just got a crease and took it to the house, broke one tackle, and then it was just a foot race. And he showed that young man got some speed down the sideline.
75, we'll call it. 75-yard TD run for Trevor Saborn, and we'll see what happens here on the conversion. They're going to try a single-point conversion. The kicker is Storm Raph Hoffman. And quickly, as 15 seconds in, it's 6-0 and now 7-0 as the conversion is good, and Ravenna, after misfiring on all of their offensive series, get pinned back at their 15, and the legs of Trevor Saborn really took him 85 yards on two carries, the last one a 75-yard gallop. So your score, Ravenna, 7, Blue Hill, nothing. We'll be back with the kickoff in 30 seconds on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I think the last guy to get a shot at Saborn in his 75-yard gallop was Shane Feynman, and he kind of juked him and just turned down the afterburners and took it in for 6. And now it is Raph Hoffman teeing the ball up, and Blue Hill has return men sitting back at the 10-yard line. Rubel, it is one of them. And it's a high kickoff. You're going to call for a fair catch on that. Return man coming to the near side, finds the corner at the 30-yard line, is forced out of bounds. That is Kayser Drury, the return man, 160-pound freshman. The first time we've seen him return a kick this year for Blue Hill, and he was pretty good at doing it.
Pretty good. That was a high punt. It went up above the light. That was up there. That was a, like you said, he could have waved a fair catch, but he's better off he returned it.
Yeah.
You know, interesting on that last series, Ravenna had gotten a shot three times, and the coach figured out that ain't working. Put the quarterback in the center. You know, it's a game of adjustment.
Good adjustment there, Coach. Mark Hudson doing that. Now Feynman, they go Wildcat. Feynman is going to the shotgun for Blue Hill. He takes a direct snap, keeps it himself. They, too, can play at this game. And he gets it up at about the 29-yard line, about a yard gain. But there's penalty markers down, and we'll see what that's all about.
Got a hold. That is not a good penalty for Blue Hill. They're talking about it.
And they're walking about it as
well. Yeah, they're walking about it. Yeah, you have to back up a little bit, boys.
Down inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line is where it nets out after the penalty. So it'll be first down and 20 yards to go. Maybe it's just that side of the field is bad luck now. But he's got it. It looks a lot like Ravenna did in the first period. Shotgun formation, drops it, Feynman back to pass now. That's Parker Trumbull back to pass. Now he's got to scramble around, and Schomburg comes up and brings him down for Trace Armstrong comes up and brings him down for Ravenna. And he picks up maybe 2 or 3 yards. We'll call it second down and 17 to go. As Blue Hill picked up a little bit of the damage from the holding penalty, but not a whole lot of it.
Yeah, you get these teams out of their comfort zone throwing the football, you can really tell it's not a good thing for either side.
Rubelit goes out wide to the left side, and Parker Trimble is still back there at quarterback. Now he'll try and scramble and run forward. He couldn't find anybody downfield, and Ravenna comes up with some beef there in the form of Tyler Douglas, who brings him down, gets a sack, and it'll be third down coming. And still about 17 yards to go for the Blue Hill Bobcats, who are losing a little bit of momentum here, having given up 85 yards on the ground in the last series to Trevor Sabourn and the Blue Jays on runs of 15 and then 10 and then 75 yards. Back to pass. Back to pass into the flat. Sharp has it. Got some running room. Penalty markers down. He wasn't close to the first down, but he got a little bit of that penalty yardage back. He'll be spotted down at the 30-yard line or about the original line of scrimmage, but a block to the back is going to mark that one back as well.
And those are three big penalties. The 5-yard penalty took him out from third and short to third and long, and then these two penalties have really backed him up.
So they're going to decline that penalty. He did get a decent pickup on that. He got beyond the original line of scrimmage, but that still is fourth down and 7 yards to go. And Ravenna has two men at safety at about the 35-yard line. Again, off the right side of the foot, goes out of bounds just inside the 45-yard line of Ravenna.
That punting could really come back to bite.
Wow.
The Bobcats, those are three out of four that are just not changing the field position that much.
Having seen Blue Hill, this is not a common occurrence.
Right.
He's usually a pretty staunch punter. So another...
You got the yips tonight.
Yeah, another series comes to an end as a result of a punt, and now Ravenna will take over at their own 45-yard line. Now they got everybody straight across the line and in tight eye formation. Sabourn barks out the signals. Wilkie dots the eye. They fake the hand. No, they give the hand off to the up man, Schombach. And Schombach gets close to a first down. He traps out of there for about 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah, that's just a quick hitter. They found something in that interior of the Blue Hill defense, and they're exploiting it right now.
They got no one outside. Schombach is out there as a tight end now. They've got one other man in it at the fullback slot, that's Ethan Schombach. And the handoff this time goes to Wilkie, and he squares the shoulders and gets across the 50-yard line for a first down, down to the 45-yard line of Blue Hill. So Ravenna, all of a sudden, like night and day coming out of here, looks like a different ball club that got off the bus.
Well, they've gone to this power set with, like I said, two tight ends.
The Bourne calls out the signals. No wideouts at all. He surveys the offense, and the handoff goes to Wilkie. He stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive wall there by Garrett Sharp and the rest of the Blue Hill Bobcats.
You know, they've actually gone to an unbalanced line and have really an unusual formation there. No wideouts.
There's four guys out on the right side, all in
right,
tight.
Right.
And against the Bourne, just surveys, as I'm guessing, in anticipation of where he could go with the option. And now he goes left side, and the ball is on the ground, and he fumbles it. Blue Hill's got it.
Big play by number 70. Reached in here, stripped the ball loose, put it on the ground, and that is a big turnover. Bobcats needed that.
Kyle Manns comes up with it on defense. Kyle was in a pretty good battle for the quarterback spot into this season. Dakota Hoyt won that battle, but he's been pretty good on defense as well. And we also saw him come in as a tight end in the first time around that we saw. And so they've been using him in different formats.
Yes.
Quarterback is Dakota again. And Hoyt has it, hands off to Garrett Sharp. He's got some running room. He breaks free at the 35 and down to the 30-yard line. Garrett Sharp, the 160-pound junior, went through there like a truck in third gear and then put it in fourth and got down to the 30-yard line.
Pulled the
guard, get back to about the 34.
Nice inside trap. They pulled the guard, kicked out that linebacker, and there was a nice hole right up the middle. Sharp hit it, and big first down. This could be a big swing in the game right here with this turnover.
Pretty running play. Harperberger is the up man. Now they go again with the wishbone formation. Stamen is one of the high backs, and this time they give it off to the fullback, who battles forward for a few yards. I don't think he has the first down, or actually he's anywhere near it. Let's take a look. He only got a yard or two on that. The ball is now going to be spotted at the 30-yard line. They've got to get to the 25 of Ravenna.
That was second down. That was a nice 4-yard gain there.
Yeah, they've got to get down to the 25-yard line for the first down.
Right, but that was the same play running the other direction, that little inside trap play, trapping the linebacker.
Garrett Williams goes tight end to the left side. And again, they'll stick with the wishbone. They got one wide out. And I think that is Kyle Mann's wide to the right side. Stamen gets the carry, though, and he goes down close to the 25-yard line as they flip the card over to third down coming. And about 4 yards to go.
Yeah, he looked like he had a lane there. It looked like he maybe got tripped up by the one of his own men or by the linebacker that came in and caught at his feet.
Blue Hill with a short field here, taking over on a fumble, recovered by Kyle Manns. And under center is Dakota Hoyt, the quarterback. Wishbone, handoff on the crossbuck. Shane Payman's got it. First down, 15, 10, 5. Cut back. Did he get in or not? Let's see. Yes, touchdown, Shane Payman.
Nice play. Both big teams, Bills teams, big guys, stepped up in the last two series. That was a nice run by Payman for the touchdown.
What a 25-yarder for a 30-yarder, actually, for Payman.
They got in that wishbone formation, went to the power. Both teams have gotten the power and just lining up and running the football.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Scott Porter as he decides if he wants to go for one or two. So let's take one ourselves. 30 seconds for a timeout, back with more. With the score 7-6, Ravenna leading Blue Hill on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The easy tilt pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by Ben. Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We got a good one here. Ravenna scored on a 75-yard run by Trevor Suborn. Answered on another, about a 30-yard run by Shane Thaman the other way, and now it is 7-6 after a fumble by Ravenna gave Blue Hill a short field. Now they're going to go for two, try and take the lead here. Under center is Hoyt, the quarterback. He fires out in the flat to Thaman, and he is into the end zone, and he should have two. Yes, he does. And so it is 8-7 in honor of the Championship League Series playoff. It sounds more like a baseball score than a football game, but we're here. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Blue Hill kicks off next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dew Drop. The Dew Drop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality. So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong at the Dew Drop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dew Drop, Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
230 pounds attached to that leg of his. He's going to give the football a ride with it as he'll kick off. Blue Hill answering the Ravenna touchdown, not directly, but after a fumble and converting on two. So it's 8-7 Blue Hill on top of the Blue Jays. It's a line drive. It bounces at the 10 and picked up by Wilkie. Wilkie is across the 20, 30-yard line. Wilkie has some running room all the way up to midfield.
Oh, boy, he about took that to the house. That's why you got that safety guy back. We've got to make sure that nobody gets by.
Well, Wilkie, certainly, when he sees a hole, can explode through it. He did that time. He could do it from the line of scrimmage, but that time he did it on the return game and gave Ravenna a nice answer to that Blue Hill touchdown. He'll stay in at I-back. Suborn is the quarterback. And there's a lot of people up in that five-yard box. Everybody's in tight for Ravenna. Long count, Suborn, handoff. Wilkie can't find anything, and he's stacked up nicely on a clean tackle there by Komacher coming from the linebacker spot.
Yeah, they've loaded up the line scrimmage. They're going to get in that unbalanced formation with all those linemen. They are going to bring the house.
That would set up something downfield, you'd think.
You'd think.
The board is under center again. Everybody's in tight with the I formation. Long count as he looks over the defense, faking blitz. Or are they? Yes, they did as they fall back now. They hand off the ball, and it goes to the line of scrimmage and no further. As on the carry there, I think it was Schaumburg. Yeah, he's getting Ethan Schaumburg getting up off the ground from the fullback slot. And so Ravenna has run two plays now for literally no gain. Hurry up offense as they go to a third down. Under center, I formation. Again, a lot of Blue Hill people up in that box. Long count. Can't throw him offside. Back to pass. And, again, shooting through. Two men for Blue Hill, including Jeremiah Kruger and Chafe Hofferberger. And it is a sack on Trevor Suborn. And the ball is going to be spotted back at the 48-yard line, call it. Fourth down and 12 or 13 to go. Punt formation indicated here for Ravenna. Back in single return, Charles Himmelberg is standing at the 15-yard line for Blue Hill. And it's a high kick, and this time not a great kick, as it'll bounce at the 30 and roll inside the 20-yard line. Again, a little ugly, but it's pretty effective as it got him back to the 20-yard line. Blue Hill, decent field position on that punt.
Yeah, but a big defensive stand. After giving up those two big plays back-to-back, they made a nice adjustment to that formation, and obviously, of course, Ravenna going to have to come back to something else next time. And they got the ball right back after a three and out.
Blue Hill breaks the huddle as they set up housekeeping at their own 20-yard line. They've got men wide both ways, and they go with the wishbone again. And off goes to Garrett Sharp, went nice run before, and another one. He breaks clear. He's at the 50, and he pulled down at the 45-yard line by Trevor Savorn. Garrett Sharp has the hot hand out of the halfback spot, and this time he breaks it for another 30-yard gain, the same kind of play that the other halfback, Shane Thaman, scored on during the last series.
They've just got a nice little inside trap play, good line play, opening up holes. Backs are hitting them and running for big yards.
You got your fullback blocking, and both halfbacks are reading right. That's a pretty effective weapon, as they've known through the years on the wishbone. Hand off this time goes to Thaman. Ooh. He'll cross Buck to the left side. This is the same play. He got the touchdown. He breaks free to the 20, 15-yard line, inside nearly the 10-yard line. Shane Thaman from the right half spot. Off left tackle, out to the sideline, and down to the 10-yard line.
Man, two back-to-back big plays there. About a 30-yard run and then a 20-yard, 28-yard run there, I think, just flipped this field in a great big hurry for the Bobcat.
Ravenna had to do some figuring out on how to get their offensive fortunes changed. Now the defense is going to figure out how you're going to stop this wishbone. Kyle Mann goes wide to the left side. They stay in the bone. It is Garrett Sharp and Shane Thaman, left and right halfbacks respectively. Hofferberger, the up man, the fullback. Under center, the quarterback hands off this time to Thaman on straight-ahead give, and he doesn't get a whole lot there. And it'll bring up second down, and we'll see where they spot it. Seven or eight to go.
That time, much better response there. We still got about 2 yards on that play. Good fight, good body lean by Thaman to pick up that yard, yard and a half there.
Dakota Hoyt has been operating the controls of this wishbone offense of late from Blue Hill the last couple of series. And they scored last time out, and they're threatening right now. Timeout is going to be called this time by Blue Hill. As Scott Porter and company want to take things into consideration. Second down and 8 coming when we come back in a half minute. Your score, Blue Hill 8, Ravenna 7 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Blue Hill called that last time out. 2.5 to go until halftime. The Allens of Hastings halftime report is coming up at that point, and we'll get you updated on scores. We've had so much action here, we really haven't had time to give you too many scores, but we'll make good on that during the halftime report. Meanwhile, back on the field is second down and 8. Again, a wishbone formation, and Dakota Hoyt is under center. He turns, flips it to the Garrett Sharp left halfback. He tries to go right side, gets free, and a penalty marker is down as he got down to the 5-yard line, but a marker is going to bring that one back, I think.
Can't see the official. I think there's going to be a hold. Is that our block in the back?
Yeah. You got all that flow going one way and then the other. It looked like he was going to get stopped right in the backfield. He's scoring three, and his progress was down inside the 5, and the original line of scrimmage was at the 15, so he was going to be close to a first down. But we'll see where this is going to take them. It's going to be a bad one for Blue Hill. It's going to send him all the way back behind the original line of scrimmage, and it'll be at the 20-yard line when they come back to the line of scrimmage. So they're put all the way back, almost the full 15 yards.
That must have been from the spot of the foul, probably there. So must happen.
They're back almost
back
the full 15 yards from where they could have been had that place do it. Again, wishbone formation, and Hoyt is under center. Takes the handoff, back to pass, firing in the end zone. Got a man in and out of his hand. Kyle Mann was the intended receiver, I believe. No, it wasn't either. Let me see here. That might have been Rubelin. 15 coming back. Yeah, Rubelin, the intended receiver, in and out of his hand.
I had a one-on-one matchup. Had the larger man open, just ball just couldn't pull it in. Just couldn't hold it. Pretty good call. That's a good play.
Third down and about 20 again. They've got to get inside the five-yard line for a new set of downs. I really don't think that field goal is an option here, so it's looking like two-down territory. Rublet goes wide to the left side, and they keep everybody else in tight. Looking like a little Tinker Owens out there. James Heyman in motion, back to pass, firing again into the end zone, overshoots Heyman. He was bracketed pretty well down there by Ravenna, so it'll be fourth down coming. And again, they've got one more chance to get inside the five for a new set of downs or the end zone, but I don't think they're going to punt.
Well, you see what happens when they get behind that penalties are so devastating for this Bobcat offense. I don't know that I would have gone back to the running game. It's two big plays that they had back-to-back. Passing's not your strength. You know, I would have tried to run, but coaches are coaches, and I don't want to second-guess them. You're here in my armchair.
There you go. Okay, and Rublin goes wide to the left side. They go spread, actually. They got four wide out to the right side. Laundry down on the field. And we got some illegal substituting going on here for Blue Hill. That'll cost them another 5 yards, but really, who cares, because they're going to air it out anyhow.
Yeah, but just how, I mean, you're down inside the five-yard line. Two big penalties. You just squandered what should have been a really, really big series for you.
So what solved the defensive problem for Ravenna was penalties by Blue Hill and then going back to the passing game. Back to pass again, firing into the end zone. Nobody there. Almost intercepted, really, by Wilkie back there. And then it bounced off the hands of another Blue Hill Bobcat, Rublet again, the intended receiver. Still some pretty good speed and range down there, but the ball has not really been on the money.
No, it hadn't, and I think he bounced off either his shoulder pad or his helmet and took a big carom out of the end zone. I think he kind of was distracted by the defender in front of him, which you said had a better chance at the interception. And that was kind of an interesting little exchange there.
All right, so that's a turnover on downs, the first one tonight. And Blue Hill gives it up to Ravenna, who will start at their 25-yard line. Shotgun for Saborn this time. He's got wings both ways, so they loosen it up a little bit. They run the option, Saborn keeping it to the left side, and he'll be tackled over there by Blake Bunner. Bunner and, I think Garrett Snow. Trevor Kovacher also over there on the tackle. And they'll bring up second down and 10.
That was almost like a quarterback sweep. He just reversed that and had the stoop body coming this way. And the interior defense actually chased it down. The interior lineman, number 70, is the one that made the tackle.
Yeah, there wasn't much option in going there after the fact. Saborn now in the gun again. He's got one running back with him, wide both ways. Everybody else is in tight, barks out the signals. Long count again. Wilkie in motion. Now he'll go back and fire long, and it is almost intercepted. The pass was in back of his intended wide receiver, Trace Armstrong, actually a tight end running free downfield, but covered there by Rublet, and Rublet actually had a better shot at catching it than the intended receiver.
Well, that's a good play by Rublet, because after all that running, that's the second pass attempt. He wasn't fooled. He stayed with his man, did his assignment, and he was not open. They were looking for the big play, and it wasn't there.
They sent a tight end deep that time for Ravenna, and came up empty. So it's third down and 10 with 1:07 to go until halftime. And I think this time we've got a timeout taken by Ravenna. So we'll be back in a half a minute. Your score again is Blue Hill 8, Ravenna 7 on KLIQFM.com. The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, to say this has been a defensive battle, even though the score would indicate that, would be a little generous. The offenses have not been firing on all eight cylinders on either regard, but both have gotten enough yardage to get into the end zone. 85 combined yards by Trevor Suborn got Ravenna up first, and then a nice 30-yard run by Shane Feynman out of the wishbone. Now Ravenna comes back after the timeout. Give it to Schombach. He doesn't have a whole lot going on there, and it'll be fourth down and 9 yards to go with under a minute to play. Now a timeout is going to be called, I think, by Scott Porter this time. He wants to get that ball back.
I would, too, because, they've got a chance. The minute left to go here, the way they were moving the ball before, I would think you'd want to, like I said, try to score, especially since you had that opportunity. I would say if I was a coach, I would tell my kids, we've stopped ourselves. They haven't stopped us.
We'll keep it right here and bring you up to date on scores and stats from this game on the Allens of Hastings Superstore Halftime Report. Allens of Hastings, don't forget, they've got thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So get more for less. And the big thing to remember is shop Allens of Hastings on 2nd Avenue. And when you're building your shopping list for the day, remember, AllensSuperstore.com. Check in there, write down the specials, head on in. Save yourself some money this week when you shop at Allens of Hastings.
Just a couple of scores there. Aurora's up 13-0 on Hastings, and McCook is up 7-0 on Adams Central. That's early.
Well,
early on first quarter.
We've gotten better news than that. All right. Putter standing inside his 5-yard line. Blue Hills has a safety return man at their 40-yard line. And that, I think, is that is Himmelberg, and the ball doesn't get to him. It'll be down all the way up inside the 50-yard line. And so punting has also been a problem for both teams tonight in terms of length and consistency. And Blue Hill has a short field now and a short time to do something with it. 49.8 seconds until halftime. And they've got the ball at the 47-yard line. We're going to flip another page on the drive charts here. We've gone through a lot of shotgun formation. Trumbull is in at quarterback, and he fires a nice little square in to the tight end, and he gets more than that. Garrett Williams gets another 8 or 9 yards after catch. That'll move the chains. It'll stop the clock momentarily. And Parker Trumbull, who apparently is the passer of the combination, who started the game when they opened the game with a couple of passes, remains in there now at quarterback. Garrett Sharp is the up man at the fullback slot. Shane Fain is still the tail. It looks like they're going to the air. Back to pass again. This time pressure and coming in, shooting through. Great sack there by Brandon Rogers for Ravenna. And with 20 seconds to go, the clock is running. Nobody's got any timeouts here that wants to take him, meaning Blue Hill. And they might get one more opportunity at a Hail Mary. Rublin goes wide to the left side. Feynman is in the slot to the right side. Back to pass. Trumbull fires, and it's going to get picked off by Sikowski over at the 25-yard line. And Ravenna ends the first half with an interception. And the first half ends with an 8-7 score. Blue Hill in front of the Blue Jays by 1.8-7. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, get regrouped, tally up the stats, check in on the scores, and be back with the Allens of Hastings halftime report in a couple of minutes here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
If you love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, if you appreciate the opportunity and have the experience not only to sell a marketing concept, but also have a hand in its creation, then Platte River Radio needs you. We have sales opportunities now for the entire Tri-Cities area. No calls, please. Send your resume to generalmanager@kkpr.com or P.O. Box 130, Kearney, Nebraska, 68848. An equal opportunity employer.
Face it, times are tough and getting the most out of your money is more of a priority than ever before. By beating competitors' ads and offering thousands of unadvertised in-store savings, Allen's Superstore does just that. Just like this week's specials. Robert's Milk, only $2.79 a gallon. Or 80% lean ground beef, only $1.89 a pound. Find these specials and more at AllenSuperstore.com. Get more for your buck and shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Let us know. Leave a voicemail at 308-646-0506.
Allen's of Hastings Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your money when you shop at Allen's. It'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials so you can get more for less. Only at locally owned Allen's Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. An 8-7 ball game here. A key ball game as things pan out as we come down to the second from the last regular season week here in C2. That's amazing to say. But here's what's important about this whole deal. Ravenna has already lost to both St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic. And Blue Hill lost to St. Cecilia. So a win here tonight for either of these ball clubs is key because Kearney Catholic's pretty good. And Blue Hill is not a lead pipe cinch to take that ball game. So the worst thing that would happen if Blue Hill lost or won here tonight and then lost to Kearney Catholic is they're still ahead of Ravenna. Ravenna losing here and also to the two Catholic schools put themselves in pretty bad stead or worse shape than they would want to be.
Yeah, and like I said, it's simply a playoff game. Both teams, as they say, they are who we thought they were. Both teams running the football. Surprisingly, though, Blue Hill, a little out of character, has thrown the ball 7-11 for 60 yards, trying to a little triggeration. They found a quarterback who could throw the ball a little bit, but obviously it's not their strength in terms of pass protection. So,
well, that's kind of the problem with the two-quarterback system. Is if one is there, obviously, because of their talents that the other one apparently lacks, it's kind of a key.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, you study game films to find out what way one guy's standing with a little edge, and all of a sudden you got something like, here's the quarterback that throws in there. It's got to give your defense a little bit of a clue as to what they're probably going to try and do on that thing. Parker Trumbull is the passer, and he started the ball game, and they started the ball game with two passes out into the flat. And the first pass ended up as a first down, and then the drive stalled, and then Ravenna couldn't get anything going. In fact, they were lucky to keep the ball their first couple of drives. And then, finally, in their fourth drive of the ball game, Trevor Suborn moved up under center from the shotgun formation, kept the ball for a 10-yard gain, kept it again on the next play for a 75-yard touchdown romp, and Ravenna came out at a 7-0 lead. Blue Hill recovered a fumble two series later, and it was Shane Thaman taking it in from 30 yards out when Blue Hill got more comfortable with optioning with the with the wishbone formation, and they executed that pretty well. But then, ironically enough, they decided, let's not stick with what's working. Let's start rocking and firing again, and they didn't get into the end zone the second time.
Well, what happened to them, of course, was a big penalty. They went with the toss sweep down here, and that block in the back backed them up the full 15 yards, backed it up with a substitution penalty, wound themselves way back there, and felt like they had to throw the football. But the way they had been ripping off runs, I'd have kept running it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of that whole point. And again, like you said, it's easy for us up here to say that. But, I mean, if you've got a formation that has been ripping off 10, 15, 30-yard runs, and you're back 10, 15, 30 yards, it's not impossible to make it. It'd be one thing if you're 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but if you're 30 in a fast halfback, who knows? But anyhow, that's the way it is right now. Blue Hill, by the way, got a two-point conversion on their score off of Shea and Thaman's run, and it is now 8-7 in favor of Blue Hill over Ravenna. We're at halftime, the Allen's of Hastings Superstore Halftime Report. We'll take a timeout here, KLIQ Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, and we'll update you on what happened statistically in the first half right after this.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
I'm hoping a lot of people are listening in tonight because Ravenna did not send a lot of people that we can see down here tonight. So hopefully if you're a Blue Jay fan, you're tuned in and enjoying this ball game. It's anybody's game at this point. Because, really, the number of people who accounted for scoring plays amounted to two.
But two. Most of the yardage as well.
Let's take a look at what the yardage is in the first half, Kim Pop.
Well, of course, for Blue Hill, Shane Feynman rushed 12 times for 85 yards. Two big runs there, a 30-yard run and another 28-yard run. The 30-yard run for a touchdown. Had a 64 yards by the fullback for the Bobcats, and then just a splattering of runs by other players. Surprisingly, they came out 4-for-4 passing the ball, even went 6-for-7 at one point for 45 yards until they started backing and chucking it down the field. They're actually 7-for-11 for 60 yards is Blue Hill. Got four penalties, no penalties, hurt bad. One on a fourth, on a third and one that backed them up. It made them turn over the ball when they were driving, and then the two big penalties they were down here on the goal line. Two turnovers, one turnover on downs, and then the INT right before halftime, and the one scoring touchdown you talked about. For Ravenna, Wilkie is just five carries for 6 yards, and the big one, of course, is Saborn with 10 carries. For 63 yards. I realize he had a 75-yard run, but prior to that, with the must snap and the option play and the couple of sacks, they were in the negative going into that particular run. And then they've only thrown the ball twice. They completed the first one for 5 yards, and then the second one was incomplete, so they're just one of two for 5 yards. One fumble, which resulted in the touchdown for Blue Hill, and that turnover was big. And the 75-yard run, you know, two big plays, a couple of big plays by their key players from each team, and you said it's anybody's ball game at this point.
Yeah, I think if I'm Mark Hudson, I'm sitting here going, okay, now how do I get the ball productively into the hands of Lucas Wilkie?
Because we
saw what he could do. He's got on that kickoff return, he took it back from inside the five, brought it out to midfield, showed some good burst through the holes, and he could do that from the line of scrimmage. We saw him do that against Donovan Trumbull in the opening week of the season. So you got Saborn, you got Wilkie. Those are only two of about four or five weapons that really Ravenna truly has, but they've not been able to unleash on Blue Hill tonight. Meanwhile, Blue Hill, as you pointed out, a little bit schizophrenic.
Yeah.
their offense. They've got Parker Trumbull in there at quarterback when they need to throw, and they've got
Dakota Hoyt in there when they when they're optioning it. The option has been going a little bit better than the passing game, but they're platooning within the platoon. So we'll see how that works. They're out front by a point right now.
The big thing for Blue Hill, if they can sustain their drives and avoid the penalties, they, you know, they've got the backs in that wishbone formation, running the cross buck, the inside trap play with the fullback, picking up 3 and 4 and 5, and then, of course, breaking the big run. Their problem is when they commit those penalties, put themselves behind the chains, they get out of what they're comfortable with. They don't have that substitution quarterback who can attempt to throw the football, or they don't have the weapons to catch it when they throw it down the field. So they get real out of character, and penalties are just like turnovers to them.
Yeah, and I don't know what all the nuances of what is causing, you know, this little shakeup here, because we didn't see these formations when you and I did Blue Hill and St. Cecilia about 3 weeks ago. I did not see the same thing. I didn't see the same team come out of the field against Jonathan Trumbull, referring now to Ravenna, in week one of the season. So both of these teams just not myself today, dear. That's a
well, and you know, part of it is maybe we talk about it on the way down here is always coaching. Sometimes coaches overthink things, try to, you know, they hold things back until it is an important game like this, as we've talked about, what almost like a playoff game here. You know, you bring out all your stops and maybe you try to outthink yourself when you really just need to line up and do what you do and execute and avoid the penalties, move the football. But I'll tell you, Blue Hill's defense, other than those two big plays, has been just really strong tonight, getting good penetration, getting into the backfield and taking away what Ravenna's probably comfortable doing.
Well, it's like St. Vincent of Lombardy said, when you watch everything else, football comes down to blocking and tackling.
Well, there you go.
That's what it comes down to. And if they block, Wilkie will get loose. If they tackle, he won't. And that's the way it comes from Ravenna to Blue Hill, and the same on the other side. If they block and they option correctly, that wishbone ought to work. But if Ravenna is able to plug the gaps and tackle, obviously they will have the same opportunity to win the ball game. Right now it's a point difference than when we started. 8-7, Ravenna has the lead on a two-point conversion versus a single-point conversion in the first half action. We'll get to second half action as we can continue with the Allens of Hastings halftime report. Let's take a one-minute timeout, and then we'll get you up to date on some scores on the Allens of Hastings halftime report from the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Gerstner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Gerstner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio, 308-646-0506. Put it in your phone book and text us when you've got an area high school sports score.
We've got a whole bunch of scores that we could use. We need to find out how Amherst is doing, how Ansley and Bertrand, Wallace and Brady, Dorchester and Nebraska Lutheran. You know somebody who's at these games, shoot them an email or a text or something, get us that score. Exeter Milligan is trailing Gilder 36-0. Giltner is almost unstoppable. I don't know what their cumulative score this year is yet, but it's about 200-0, I think. I don't know. I'm going to look that up, though, because I think we're going to be following Giltner into the playoffs. Elm Creek and Overton, 22-14 Overton at the half. Lincoln Christian is leading Southern 21-0. Superior is trailing St. Cecilia 42-0. We got an 8-7 ball game here at Blue Hill and Ravenna, with Ravenna on top. And,
quick update, I think it's 49-0 now.
49-0 with St. Cecilia out front of Superior. Okay.
So that's not big news there at all. Bishop Newman trailing Wahoo 14-12. That's in the second. Lincoln Lutheran at Fairbury 7-3. Fairbury late in the first half. The Aptrus is trailing Seward 14-7 at halftime. Holdridge and Lexington are tied at 7-all in the second period. Pius the 10th is trailing Crete 19-0. And Aurora is out front 40-0 over the Hastings Tigers. Hastings had a faint hope of maybe getting by Aurora. But that was a fainter hope than we thought. Adams Central at McCook on KHAS 17-14. McCook has the lead there, so the Patriots have a chance in that yet. Southwest and Kearney on KXPN 20-14. Southwest leads in the second period, and finals from last night, Grand Island beat Lincoln East 42-14. So that gets you up to speed on the scores we have, but there's a bunch of games again. If you know somebody had a game, shoot them a text. Tell them 308-646-0506. 308-646-0506. You'll hear those scores count on the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show on KHAS 1230 AM and HastingsLink.com, or on the Five Points Bank Scoreboard Show on 98.9 FM, coming up about 9:30 until 11 o'clock on 98.9 FM. And we'll have scores across the state at that point, but it'd be nice to make sure that all of our regional games are in at that point as well. All right, we'll take 1 minute time out here and be back with the kickoff of the second half of tonight's ball game, where Blue Hill is leading Ravenna by an 8-7 score, and we'll be back with the second half right after this. You'll be listening to the Allens of Hastings Superstore Halftime Report.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R-Piece Body Shop in Blue Hill. R-Piece does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R-Piece as the place to see. R-Piece Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R-Piece Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio.
Howland timing. Kickoff by Blue Hill is a line drive and taken by the up man at the 20-yard line, coming back to the 35, almost the 40-yard line of Ravenna. I think that was Sikowski who picked that one up and brought it back.
That was a nice set of hands. That was line drive, and he reached above his head and just picked it out of the sky and just took off with it, because that, you know, that was one of those ones that could have kept skipping right into the end zone. So that was a big play.
All right, first and 10 at the 39 as Ravenna opens up the second half on offense. And this time they do away with everybody on the line and in tight. They've got wing to the right side and the left side kind of in the slot I formation. Now the right side wing comes right to left. Shotgun, Saborn keeps it, keeps the ball, cuts back, got some running room. Saborn is off to the races. 35, 20, Trevor Saborn, touchdown, but there's a penalty marker way upfield, and that's going to go back.
Man, you cannot let that boy get loose.
He's got some scoop.
Does not take him long to take it to the house.
Wow. So Ravenna is going to end up walking back on the penalty and losing the touchdown, losing a 60-yard run, and ending up in familiar territory for them tonight, and that is first down and more than 10.
Well, and that's that's the first penalty of the night on Ravenna. Of course, they hadn't been the opportunity.
Now they're going back a long way.
This is a holding.
If there's anything at all, at least it's not a dumb penalty. Yeah. At least it's not a jump offside or something like that. It was a hold. which a line coach may call unintelligent, but at least it was an effort given.
Yes,
and
yes.
So it was not a stupid give-up, but it is a costly give-up now, and it's first down 20 yards to go, and now they go with the spread. Shotgun formation, man in motion from the right to the left. Suborn breathing deeply now, pitches to the right side, says, I've run enough, and Chamba get around the corner. And Blue Hill puts on a defensive punch there, and it'll be second down and still close to 20 yards to go.
Yeah, they're just not able to get the blocks out here on the outside because the option play is going. But Blue Hill's just sitting on that pitch and not letting him have a cutback and making good solid tackles.
Ravenna started this up at their 39, went for the touchdown, had it called back, and now they're back at their 30-yard line after the penalty. Shotgun again now, second down play. Suborn, long count, Wilkie in motion. They fake the handoff to him. He'll crash into the line himself, does Suborn, and gets a yard or two, but nothing to write home about and not much to result in a first down.
Yeah, and that just, you get back there, you get backed up like that first and 15. It's just hard to recover when you don't have a passing game.
Now Wilkie comes out. Wing to the left side, Suborn in the gun, Schaumbach in the backfield with him. Actually, it's a double wing with one wide out far to the right side. Now Wilkie again in motion, and they fake it to him. Suborn again keeps it and almost breaks it, but got back to close to the original line of scrimmage. Very quick there, and again, nice hands by, I think, the tackle by Trenton Jordaning there. Stopped a long gainer, stopped the first down and maybe more by Trevor Suborn.
Interesting.
An apparent punt.
I was going to say, Suborn's runs are right up the middle. I mean, they're not around the end. They're
right.
Hitting right up the middle.
Between the tackles. Punt here for Ravenna indicated. Single safety at about the 25-yard line of Blue Hill. And it's a high kick. Pretty good one this time. Himmelberg calls for his prayer catch, and he gets it at the 30-yard line. So Blue Hill at their own 30 will get their initial drive of the second half going here after the five and out,
but what a big turn there. I mean, you go from a touchdown run to start the second half to punting the football. That's got to just deflate you a little bit as a football team.
Of course, there's something in knowing you can do it, too. That's a good thing, keeping back your mind.
Yeah,
on. Look at that harvest moon over there.
Well, that's gorgeous. That is a
gorgeous
moon.
Harvest moon here in Blue Hill. Sharp wide to the left side. Rubelid wide to the right side. I formation. Thaman dots the I, gets the carry, has some running room, tries to swing it out, tries to cut back, and he'll be stopped, really. For about a 2-yard gain, but boy, that was an exciting 2-yarder.
Well, it looked like it was going to be, but he just kept trying to find that hole. But nice come up and tackle there. I didn't see who the outside linebacker was on this side, but he did a nice job, or that could have gone for a whole lot more than the 4 yards or so he got.
9:10 to go, third quarter clock. It's still 8-7, Blue Hill by a point. Williams out to the far left side. Rubelid to the right side, I formation, under center, Hoyt pitch, right side, Thaman tries to find a cutback, a little bit of one opens up, and he'll scoot forward for another 3 or 4 yards. So Thaman brings it out, so it'll be third down, and a manageable third down. We'll see if they can.
Yeah, just running toss sweep, looking for the cutback, as you said, almost hit it. He's got some good vision as a running back. I like the way he runs the ball.
Waits for his blockers, too.
He does.
Waits for his blockers. Okay, now they go double wide to the left, single wide out to the right side is Rubelid. I formation, handoff. Thaman stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Right there, saying howdy, was Jacob Bruja for Ravenna.
Boy,
and also Wilson.
I think they made an adjustment at halftime on that crossbuck play because they sure were there that time.
Well, if I was defending Blue Hill, I would say, look for number two. He's usually around the ball.
There you go.
Tackle two. Instead of cover two, tackle two. Fourth down,
This time, good punt by Blue Hill, but a line drive, and it's returnable. Coming back is Saborn. He's got the corner at the 40, 45. Saborn out to the 50-yard line, and a penalty marker down as he's tackled. I don't see any of the markers upfield, so Trevor Saborn is continuing to show his ability to excite the crowd and get field position here.
And that was a nice play by Ravenna. They faked the reverse. They had the wall set up, that picket fence of white shirt along that the east side of the field. And Saborn really almost took that to the house. They're marking it back, though. Must be a block in the back.
Well, that's still at the end of a pretty good run, so
yeah.
Still going to get decent field position. So that is what it is. It's a block in the back against Ravenna. So instead of being a midfield, they're going to be back at about the 43-yard line.
That was a nice
their own 43.
Special teams play.
They stay in the gun. Double wings and a wide out to the right side. Zone read, keeps it himself, right side, strung out by Blue Hill, no gain, maybe a loss of about one. And over there for Blue Hill, getting into the point here where it's hard to see the numbers, but I think coming up on the tackle was Garrett Williams. And it'll be second down and 10 yards to go for Ravenna. We go down to 7-11, roll a natural here in the third quarter as Ravenna tries to roll up 10 more yards to keep the drive alive.
Interesting, as you said, both teams have come out in the more traditional offensive sets in the second half and be who they are.
Double wing, double wide, shotgun. Saborn calls the signals. Blue Hill looking like a blitz. We'll see if they do it. Option, and they shoot through, and Saborn's in trouble. And he tries to squeeze through, and he's going to be hemmed in for about a 5 or 6 yard loss. On the far side there, I see Tyler Auten over there in on the tackle, and Trenton Jordaning as well for Blue Hill. So the big guys got in there and got after. That was not a blitz. That was big line penetration.
And they've done that all night. The Bobcats have had good line penetration, taking away that outside run for Saborn and for Ravenna.
So Saborn and Ravenna will now face third down and 15, which unfortunately, if you're a Blue Jay fan, has been too frequent an occurrence here tonight. Shotgun, wings both ways, wide to the right side, single setback. Again, taking their time with the count as they set a man in motion. It'll be Saborn keeping the ball, and he scoots up to about the original line of scrimmage and then plus one. But that's going to be it, and again, a punt indicated here by Ravenna as another defensive stand for Blue Hill. Takes its toll, and they'll give it back.
But again, that run is up the middle. It is not to the outside. It is that almost like a full, almost a lead play, I guess, for the quarterback, an ISO play, if you would, for the quarterback right back up the middle.
Himmelberg standing at the 24-yard line of Blue Hill, just under the big harvest moon there.
That's beautiful.
They look like an upside-down exclamation point out there. Punter for Ravenna standing at the 30-yard line. That's Wilkie, and he'll give it a ride. It's a nice punt. Fair catch again by Himmelberg, and a great catch, actually, as he backpedaled and saved the fumble.
Yeah, and not only that, but that ball could have rolled down there inside the five if he doesn't make that catch. That is a nice punt. Punting has been a big story in this game, the way Ravenna's able to flip that field and give Blue Hill a long field to work with. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to take advantage of the short field that Blue Hill has given them because of their defense.
And we have been 8-7 since the early going in the second period. 8-7 Blue Hill with the lead here if you're just joining us. Wides both ways. I formation, Dakota Hoyt is the quarterback. Calls out the signals and hands it straight up, and there's some running room there for the fullback on the trap, Chase Hopperberger. Gets about 5 yards, coming out like a... I don't know.
I had some thoughts, but I don't think I can say them on the radio.
We'll say pumpkin seed.
There you go. There you go. Like a pumpkin.
It sounded like a pumpkin seed there for about 5 yards. Rubel, it comes wide to the right side for Blue Hill, and going wide to the left side is Trevor Comacher. I formation. Everybody else is in tight. Hoyt. Hand off again. This time with the same, and he's got some running room. Check that, Sharp. He's got some running room, and he gets down. Garrett Sharp
up to the 44-yard line. They spotted back at the 43. And another nice gouge of yardage there by Garrett Sharp, who had some nice runs in the late going of the second half. There's a penalty marker down, though, way back at the 25-yard line of Blue Hill.
Penalties are just killing the Bobcats.
Didn't do Ravenna any good on the last.
No, it didn't.
They took a touchdown off the board for them. Komacher comes into the ball game now. Let's see who else is back in. That was Trent Komacher checking back in on offense. Kyle Manns is into the ball game now.
Wow.
And they're going to mark it all the way back to the 15-yard line. Now they've got to get up to the 30-yard line for a first down, and they've got about two downs to do it here. Second down coming, and 15 yards to go for Blue Hill. They're back at their own 15-yard line. Single setback, spread otherwise. Hand off goes to that setback, and he'll crash forward for a yard or two, but not much going on there. That was Garrett Sharp again, the carrier, and it gets back to the original line of scrimmage. So he got about 4 yards, come to think of it. It's about third down, 10 yards to go.
Well, those penalties, though, I mean, that's the fifth penalty tonight on them for 40 yards, and those have been big penalties.
4.5 to go, third period. Blue Hill, 8, Ravenna, 7. Now they go I formation, wings both ways, and a wide out to the right side. Marks out the signals, hand off straight up the middle. Payman, Komacher actually on the tight end around. And he went for about 3 or 4 yards. We haven't seen that one yet. He came from the right side. He was on a wing or tight end and took the carry now. Fourth down and 5 to go as another punt is indicated. And back into the ball game to do so as Jacob Lovejoy. Jacob Lovejoy doing the punting for Blue Hill. I'm not sure he's not been the... let's see here. That was a shank. But it takes a little bit of a Blue Hill bounce, and it gets up to the 45-yard line. So from the 20-yard line to the 45, about a 25-yard net, Blue Hill continues to have some problems kicking the football out of punt formation.
Yeah, again, a short field here for Ravenna, and we've seen just one big play, and he can take it to the house. This game could change on field position.
It almost did last time when... DeBorn did exactly that. He took it all the way into the end zone, had it called back on a hold. Shotgun wings, actually almost a diamond formation now, and he'll keep it himself, and he falls down, really goes to a knee at the line of scrimmage. A penalty marker comes in at the last moment. That is probably going to be a hold.
Yeah.
Probably a holding call on Ravenna. Wow.
Both
and now they're going to do another second down and long.
That is just such a tough way to start out your series.
First down and long. They mark it all the way back 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. And the call was right there on the line. It was right on the tackle. And so it's going to be first down and 20 yards to go for Ravenna. And they better... be thinking about getting this thing righted here. The clock is not on their side. They're only down by a point, but you can't keep almost scoring forever. Shotgun formation, single setback. Now Wilkie in motion, left to right. They hand it up. No, Saborn will keep it on the zone read. He gets about 5 yards, 10 yards to the original line of scrimmage and gets the penalty yardage back plus 2. Now another penalty marker down.
That came in late, too. Right where the tackle came.
Is that a defensive face mask?
Or is it a block downfield?
Or is it another hole?
We got a zebra conference going on. It is.
Face mask against Blue Hill.
Wow, that is going to attack onto the end of the run and be a first down. I don't think they don't have degrees anymore. It's either a face mask or not. There's no interpretation of the intent. That is a big, big first down.
No extra credit.
Yeah.
That goes all the way up to the 30-yard line. So Blue Hill will have to defend a first and 10 by Ravenna at their 30-yard line. Ravenna first and 10 at the Blue Hill 30.
the Bourne. Shotgun. Offside, Blue Hill. Unless they were drawn.
I think it was drawn.
It might have been drawn because they had a couple of Blue Hill folks run at the same time, so it might have been somebody twitched on the Ravenna line. Let's see.
I think that the in man flinched a little.
That's what happened. Procedure against Blue Hill. Against Ravenna. They just don't seem comfortable with success.
They just don't. They don't know how to accept the gift.
So it's going to be first down and 15. All right, they go with the kind of diamond formation now. DeBorn in the middle of it, keeps it on the read. He's got the running room on the left side, spins and gets the penalty a yardage back, plus about three or four. So we'll see where they spot the ball, and he kind of gets him out of a hole now. It's going to be second down, probably seven or eight to go. We'll call it second down and eight coming as Saborn with some nifty running, and again between the tackles.
It is between the tackles. He's a nice, strong runner. We talked about Kovacher being patient. He is patient as well.
Again, they go shotgun. Schaumbach gets the carry this time. He scoots to the right side and gets another 2 or 3 yards. So this will be an interesting situation now on down and distance. Offers some opportunities for Ravenna. Third down and a long 4 yards to go for the Ravenna Blue Jays as the ball is spotted inside the 30-yard line of Blue Hill. Remember, they were at the 30 of Blue Hill and got penalized. Now they're back inside, and call it the 25, not the 30. Shotgun, Saborn keeps it himself, goes right side. He's going to get pinned in and short of the first down. Here's an interesting call.
Yeah.
Now Ravenna could pooch it, put Blue Hill way deep if they could pull that off, or they could try it here with fourth down. He lost maybe a half a yard on that fourth down, call it 4 yards to go again. With a minute 32, Blue Hill hanging on to a one-point lead. Gordon got the two-point conversion. That's the difference.
Well, I don't think you can punt here unless you can pooch. I don't think you got the field goal kicker, so you're going to have to go for it here. Got to
be thinking that. That's what they say. All right, they go with the spread. Shotgun, Saborn, man in motion goes from the right to the left. Now they're going to go to the left with Saborn. Looks like he's got the first down, cuts back, got some more, gets inside the 15, down inside the 5-yard line. He is inside the 10-yard line. We've got a bad angle on that. He's going to be spotted by the 10-yard line. But really, some nice, patient running by Saborn. And, of course, when you're a patient runner, that means that on that second step, you're back at full speed.
Oh, yeah.
Tackled, you know.
So, oh, yeah.
Some quick acceleration there.
Yeah, he puts a foot in the grass and cuts hard and goes. And, man, he just took that angle. I thought he was going to get away for another touchdown.
All right, first down, goal to go inside the 10. High snap. Saborn brings it down. Goes right side again. He'll get hemmed in that time by Blue Hill. Nobody was fooled that time that Saborn was going to be the ball carrier. And again, coming in on the tackle, Trenton Jordaning.
And it's interesting. They can't seem to get outside on Blue Hill. Blue Hill's defending that very, very well. It's almost an off-tackle play that is just as you're calling it, a zone read. But he's just hitting it off-tackle. He can't get outside. It's inside where the openings are.
All right, now they go with that diamond formation. Shotgun, Saborn. Saborn hands it off on the cross, but to Wilkie. Wilkie struggling for forward progress. Got nothing. Got nothing. Third down, goal to go, still at about the 7-yard line.
Well, nice stand here as the quarter comes to an end.
1 second, and we are going into quarter number four. A hard-fought ball game here. Not a pretty one, but a competitive one between Blue Hill and Ravenna. A lot at stake here. Ravenna really wants to win this one. They've got two losses already. They don't want a third one. And Blue Hill would like a little bit of a cushion going into a game next week against Kearney Catholic. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back with quarter four on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's this one, 52-6 Gilder at halftime. We look in at some area scores. Elm Creek trailing Overton 30-14, which is actually Elm Creek's second appearance in Overton this year because their electricity went out. They're playing in Overton earlier this year against a different opponent. All right, here we go. Quarter four, 12 on the clock. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller here from Blue Hill.
Trying to look around the pole.
Yeah, it is. Wilkie dots the eye now. Back to pass. Saborn fires a fade. Got it! Touchdown, Ravenna!
Wow.
Let's see who caught that one. I think that was... Connor Baradic. We got a 9 and a 6 who could have caught it, but Baronic was in there on offense, and he'll come down with the 6. And now Ravenna will try for a single after point. Raph Hoffman will be the kicker. Good snap, good kick, and they'll tack on one more, and Ravenna will take a 14-8 lead.
He had a long leg. I think he could have kicked the field goal.
11:54 to go in the fourth period. It is now 14-8. Ravenna on top of Blue Hill. We'll be back in a half minute on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Connor Baronic brought down a tall pass and 6 points for Ravenna. And the Blue Jays now have taken the lead over Blue Hill. There's a penalty marker down on the field, and Blue Hill is going to...
I think he just lost his flag.
Okay, well, they're kicking off from the 40 here, so everybody is up in tight. And we'll see if they got some trickeration here. Nope, it's a high kick. And it sends Sharp all the way back to the 10-yard line. And the ball is bobbled, and he'll get ahead of steam up and get across the 15 to the 20. Actually, on the return, that was Keith Drury. And it was a nice recovery from a bobble, and he got the ball from the 5 all the way up to the 25-yard line. And Blue Hill in not bad field position. They've got enough field position to put in their whole offense.
I think I'd go back to that wishbone. They had so much success with that in the second quarter. They really need to go back to that formation and see if they can't get a long drive and stay away from the penalties.
That's what's happening. They've got Thaman and Sharp as the halfbacks. Two people out wide right. They give him instead to the up man. Chase Hofferberg gets the call on the fullback, and he gets nothing.
Nice play by Boardman inside there for Ravenna. Made a nice tackle to shut down the fullback belly play.
Second down and about 9 yards to go. I guess he got 1 yard they gave him. They'll stay in the bone, though. Thaman is the right halfback. Sharp, the left halfback, and they've had some success going left to right and right to left. This time it is left to right, and he's got some running room. Sharp up across to the 45-yard line, just shy of the 45. And again, when it's working, they're gouging the yardage.
If they can stay away from the penalties, the holding penalties on those inside trap plays, that is a play that's just worked for them every time they've run it.
11:08 to go in this one, at least in regulation. If Blue Hill scores here and can't convert, we got a tie ball game. If they score and they go for another two, that'll be an interesting force touchdown comeback for Ravenna. But I'm getting way ahead of it here. We're on the 40-yard line. They can crash up to about the 45-yard line. And that'll bring up a second down and 8 yards to go for Blue Hill. As they've gone back to that wishbone formation, the same formation out of which Shane Thaman scored on a 30-yard run in the first half. They tacked on two and brought Blue Hill in front 8-7. Now, Ravenna here in the early going in the fourth period just scored and tacked on a single conversion, and it's 14-8. Ravenna on top. Blue Hill rushes to the line of scrimmage. Point under center, wide both ways. They go back to the I formation. He's back to pass. He's going to be flushed out and tackled way back for about a 7 or 8 yard loss at the 38-yard line.
I just do not understand that call. I'm sorry. You are gouging them up front with that wishbone, and you try to get out of character and get a big one, and you just didn't need it. I'm sorry. I will get out of my armchair on that one.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, you know, there's probably a few folks kind of questioning that one. Third down now, 15 yards to go. I don't know if you'd call that a coverage sack or just a lack of visibility, but Ravenna crashed through there, and the quarterback went down for a 70-yard loss. Now he's got a pass again. This time they go in the flat, a shorter pass. Sharp gets it, but he's hammered at about the original line of scrimmage. There's a penalty marker down way on the far side of the field. Blue Hill is hoping that it's not on them, but I suspect it is. We'll see. Again, we've got a herd of zebras and a problem receiver down, illegal downfield.
Yeah, downfield.
As they tried to set up screen on the one side of the field, someone on the far side of the field went downfield too far, and that will penalize Blue Hill, but it'll be declined by Ravenna, and it'll be a punting situation indicated here. As again, Lovejoy is in to do the kicking, the 180-pound sophomore, and Saborn and Wilkie, going to talk about double danger back there at the 25-yard line. Any of these guys could take it to the house, but they aren't going to because it's way out of bounds, way upfield.
Wow.
Bad punting tonight.
Punting has been
for Blue Hill. And it'll go out of bounds at the 44-yard line, the 44-yard line of Ravenna. And again, the Blue Jays will get a short field to work on here.
Well, that was just an odd call for me on that second down. I know they were maybe going for that catch them sleeping or, you know, getting that play-action pass, but I think they can just keep running the football.
Seriously, if you're going to play action out of the wishbone, don't you line up in the wishbone?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's... Yeah.
All right, I'm in on it, too.
I'm sorry.
We're all in on it.
Quit piling on.
We're all in on the strategy tonight.
All right.
Double wing shotgun, Saborn on a 1st and 10 for Ravenna. Recently took the lead, 14-8 now. Schombach in motion right to left. Saborn takes himself straight up the middle, and he'll fall forward for about a yard or two. And there's the one where just a little bit of daylight, and Saborn is off to the races, and that's why they keep doing that one.
Well, there's got to – Louisville's got to make a big stand here. They punted the football, didn't get a good punt. They're going to need to keep this this Ravenna team on get a three and out and get the ball back.
Keep in mind, Ravenna scored on a short field before. They had only a 57-yard drive for the score. Now they're at the 46-yard line, their own 46, so they're 54 yards from Pater. Wilkie in motion. Zone read. Saborn again keeps it himself and falls forward for another yard or two. So it's third down and 6 yards to go. This will be interesting.
It will be, and we'll see if they can hold them here.
Clock at 8:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Craig Eckert, Tim Bob Kitzmiller coming to you live from Blue Hill on a beautiful night for football. Old Glory is hanging right down at the side of the staff there, so there's no wind at all to interfere at all. Nothing in the elements. Shotgun, Saborn, double wings. And the handoff, and he breaks free, fumbles the ball, bounces back, he takes it, 10-5, Saborn, touchdown, Trevor Saborn on a broken play after he broke out, fumbled the ball, and bounced right back, and for a...
fans who you can hardly say was bouncing with them all night long, they get the luck of the bounce back, and Saborn scores from 54 yards out.
Yeah, you're right. That ball, he broke through the line of scrimmage. The free safety hit the ball. It bounced like he dribbled it, came right back up into his chest, and he never broke stride.
I've seen it in highlight reels. Never seen it in person before. Extra point is good. And Ravenna now pulls away 21-8, 7.5 to go. Ravenna backs to the wall, needed to win tonight, appear to be headed in that direction. We'll find out if it follows out in a half a minute as we resume on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Trust all your auto body shop work to R.P.'s Body Shop in Blue Hill. R.P.'s does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need R.P.'s is the place to see. R.P.'s Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to R.P.'s Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
High school football action is on Platte River Radio. Have a score from another area game? Pass it along. Text 308-646-0506.
All right, Ravenna now up by 21-8. And Ralph Hoffman kicks it off, gives it a nice ride. Line drive bounces at the 10-15. And now coming back the other way is Drury. Up the left side, he got a nice return back despite the fact that he had his back turned to the oncoming defenders and gets out to about the 20-yard line. So Drury with a nice return in spite of everything.
You know, Blue Hill right here has got to have some patience, stick with what they do, not get out of character and try to throw the ball. They've got players that can take it to the house just like Saborn can. They'll get their people loose and stay in character. I think that's been their biggest problem here in this fourth quarter. Just my opinion.
Shane Feynman now is a single set. No, he's the eye back. He's got a running back in front of him. That's Sharp. And they're going to pitch it to Feynman. Now that's character. Right side, sweep. Got the first down. There you go.
Right there, ride the horse. Just a simple toss sweep. Got a nice block on the corner. Got a good block on the defensive end, and first down. That's what
we're not playing favorites here on either side. It's just that this shows that Blue Hill got back into character just like Ravenna did on the last drives there. So staying in character is something that neither team had done really much in the first half. Historical character we're talking about, and now both seem to be getting back at it. I formation, wide both ways. Back to pass now as they pop a little middle screen, and it's stuffed out by Ravenna. Sharp took the screen pass, had nobody there, and was immediately wrapped up by Trace Armstrong for Ravenna. And it is now second down and a strong 6 or 7 yards to go for Blue Hill. The clock is at 6:40 in the game.
And that's not a bad little play there, because that's really just, a running play, trying to get with so much pressure from Ravenna getting up the field.
But he was in too much space. He needed a screen person is what
right.
He really needed. Back to pass and goes and rolling, gets another little one off the flat to Sharp, and that's a nice completion. So two completions in a row here, and Blue Hill gets close to a first down. Let's see if they're going to give it to him or not. It looks like they're a little shy based on where the Zebras are grazing there on the far side of the field. And they're going to use the chains here to get the spot. First down, they say. The Blue Hill picks up a first down, 6:24 to go. The strategy here, get the touchdown, get what you can on the conversion, try the onside kick to get the ball back.
Yeah, got to stay moving the ball down the field, though.
Two-score game no matter what. I formation, wides both ways, pitch. Feynman tries to go to the near side, but shooting through there nicely was Ethan Schombach, and he disrupted that play, and Feynman lost a yard or two on it. It's going to be second down and 11 yards to go. Second and 11. 6:05 to go here in the ball game.
Still don't panic. You got the players. You got enough backs. Just
do what you do.
Roble it wide to the left side. Coventry wide to the right side. I formation. Thaman dots the I. Back to pass. Again, they try to set up one out in the flat, and it's dropped by Sharp. I don't know. Maybe he was led a little to the right side when it should have been in front.
Yeah, hit him on his back hip. A little hard to catch. Might have taken his eye off of it a little soon. But again,
they're not really a screening
throw. Not really a screening throwing football.
But, I mean, if they're going to go back to the pass, then you think they go with the apparent
right.
passer, and that would be Trumbull, Parker Trumbull. He started the game. Shotgun, back to pass again now. And Hoyt fires one, and he's got Thaman, and he completes the pass. And Thaman's got some yards after catch down to the 30-yard line. And Wilkie put a big paw on his back and just yanked it back about 4 yards. But progress was down to the 30-yard line. So Lucas Wilkie with a nice tackle there. But it was a good pitch catch and really a nice run after the catch by Shane Thaman.
Nice catch by Thaman in traffic over his head. I really thought that ball had a chance to get knocked down. He made a great catch for a big first down.
Shotgun formation again. Hoyt fires one into the flat, Thaman crossing over and can't hang on to it. They had too many people in the same zone there. I'm not sure that was supposed to be that way. Also over there was Keither Drury was also over in that area. And you usually don't like to see two offensive players in that same area.
No,
there's no defenders around him, so if one of them would have caught it, the other one I'm sure would have blocked.
But I'm not sure that's the way it was drawn up.
No, probably not. Trips wide right side. Rublin wide left. They go screen again a little off in the flat. And Thaman's got it, and he's going to be close to a first down. They set that one up nicely. Now, this is a nice game plan for coming back, but Blue Hill, I think, regrets having to implement a comeback game plan.
Well, yeah, but, again, it's out of their character. It's not what they do well. And I think there's still time for them to run the football. I mean, there's still 5 minutes to go in this game. Again, they got to get the first score to get the second one.
They go third. With Shane Comacher wide to the right side, Rubley wide left, hand off Shane Thaman. He'll stack up in the line of scrimmage, penalty marker down back at the 30-yard line. And that can't bode well for Blue Hill.
Yeah, several flags came out. Motion.
Nature, motion against Blue Hill. So despite the fact that Thaman probably didn't get the first down anyhow, they're going to have another shot at it, but from 5 yards deeper. Mark it back out to the 27-yard line. And Blue Hill has to draw up a third down and 7 first down here. Sharp in the backfield with Hoyt. Wides both ways. Rublin to the left side. Back to pass now and firing downfield. Intended for Rublin goes up and down. And he's defended successfully by Tom Sikowski. Ball's incomplete. And it'll be fourth down and 7, and they're going to have to go for it.
Yeah, they've got to go for it. They can't. There's no reason to punch football here.
Rublin, I think I said Rublin was the intended receiver. He was.
Ball thrown a little high, well out of his reach.
Garrett
well
Williams,
defended.
Wide man to the right side is Garrett Williams. Shane Comacher wide right. Rublin wide left, back to pass again. He's outlet man on the check down in the screen, and Sharp's got it, and a first down. That was a good read. Check down by the quarterback, Hoyt, and he found Sharp there, and Sharp took it for another 15 yards and a first down for Blue Hill. So that stops the clock. It moves the chains. It's 4:22 to go in this ball game. Blue Hill is down 21-8. And they're trying to make a comeback here, sending troops wide to the right side. Single setback is Sharp, and one man to the left side. Again, back to pass, and it's almost intercepted. Intended for Thaman out on the right side on a short out pattern. Schaumbach was covering there for Ravenna.
A good pressure by Ravenna right up in the face of the quarterback. Good defense. There really wasn't a pinch for that play to happen.
Clock stopped at 4:11 on that, so that's another reason now to continue to pass, I guess, because incompletions and first down stop the clock. Kyle Mann is in as the third trip to the right side.
Comature wide to the left. He'll get the call. That will be Garrett Williams getting the call on the pass into the flat on the left side. He's immediately hauled down there. Or Garrett Sharp, I should say.
And the bad thing about that is the short completion. We really don't get it. The clock continues.
Right. So third down coming now with 9 yards to go. Blue Hill continues in the spread, trips wide to the right side. Single setback is Garrett Sharp. Garrett Williams is the wideout. He'll get the call as they fire into the end zone intended for him. And Sikowski again is the defender on that. And good defense and not a bad pass at all, but this falls incomplete in the end zone. 3:37 to go. Blue Hill is probably not going to win this game. They're going to close out the season playing Kearney Catholic, and Ravenna is probably very, very happy they came out on top here because they have two losses already. And they head to Southern Valley next week. I don't think that's a walk in the park either. I don't think any of them are from here on out. Trips to the right side, and now a procedural call here stops the
clock. I got timeout.
Oh, timeout. Okay, timeout is taken. Timeout is taken by Ravenna. So 3:37 to go in this one. Timeout. You're listening to football high school style on the Breeze 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com. We'll be back in a moment.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
21-8 over Blue Hill. Blue Hill had the lead for a large amount of time from early in the second quarter until the fourth quarter. They were leading 8-7, and then Ravenna scored, made it 14-8, and then scored again, and it's 21-8 right now. Ravenna on drives of 57 and 56 yards on those scoring.
And they were, I wouldn't call them drives. They were quick explosions by Saborn. And big plays have been the story of the night, and poor punting penalties.
Saborn scoring one of those on his feet and touch and passing for one to Veronic.
Right.
Spread formation, fourth down. This is it. Pressure put on. Fires into the end zone. In and out of the hands of Robelin. And that's pretty much going to be the ball game. As Blue Hill rocks, fires, and fails on a 4th-and-9, and with 3.5 to go, Ravenna will get the ball back deep in their own territory, but they've got the ball back, and they have a lead of 21-8.
And I don't know how many timeouts that Blue Hill has left. They can, again, hope for a turnover, stop the clock, maybe a big play. But there's not enough time for them to just kneel on the football. They've got to have at least one first down here, I believe.
Trevor Saborn ran for 2 touchdowns. One of them was a 75-yard gallop. He passed for one. So he's accounted in all 3 of the scores for Ravenna tonight. Handoff goes to, I believe, Wilkie. Let's see if that's Wilkie getting the call, but they're keeping it on the ground, letting the clock run. That was Lucas Wilkie. We haven't seen him get into a groove tonight at all. He'd been, at least last time we saw him, a pretty good, reliable ball carrier with a lot of nice moves. But
he's only got about
much of him from scrimmage tonight.
No, only about half a dozen carries for 5 yards.
Had a nice kickoff return,
yeah,
for about,
yeah,
40 yards.
Yeah.
He's in the I-back formation now, wides both ways. He'll get the carry again, and he'll be stopped up right in the backfield.
Wow.
So Blue Hill kind of bowling their next year and just saying, you might win, but we're not going to let you forget us.
I wouldn't give up on this game yet. They've got to pin back there deep. Are they inside the 10-yard line now?
They are just inside the 10 with a third down and 15 to go. And a timeout is called here by Blue Hill. So let's take 30. You're listening to high school football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
2:46 to go in this one. Blue Hill trailing Ravenna 21-8. They had the lead. Ravenna has scored 14 unanswered points here in the second half. Trail at halftime 8-7. Shotgun formation. Third down 15. Saborn in the gun. Deep in his own territory. Wilkie in motion. They keep it safe. And they get at the end around Schombach. Coming from the left side to the right side, does not get the first down, but it certainly surprised a lot of folks, including yours truly, and he did pick up some yardage there, and he clears the way for a little bit of a comfort zone for the punter, whose appearance is indicated here. Fourth down and 5 coming. Blue Hill calls another timeout. So I'm not sure. That probably is one timeout left now for Blue Hill.
Yeah. They need a big field the punt. They haven't fielded a punt all night. They've let them bounce. They need to field the punt and get a return of some kind here to have a chance that they're going to get the field position. But I would say Ravenna has punted the ball much better than Blue Hill has. So there will be.
Gilbert did a nice job on a non-return in capturing the ball, bringing down a high punt, and
right.
Not fumbling it before. But as far as
returns, none.
Returns
speak of.
Positive yardage, no.
And they need one right here. They need a big special teams play to give them some field position. And they've got players. You know, they got the number 6 back there.
Himmelberg again.
I would have Feynman if it was me, but maybe Feynman doesn't catch the ball as well as Himmelberg.
Himmelberg showed that he certainly could do that, but you got to be front pedaling, not back pedaling.
Maybe they're going for the block here. They've got all the people up here.
They do. Wilkie is the punter standing inside his, right at his 5-yard line. High snap, controls it, gets a good kickoff, end over end. Himmelberg's got it. He's got it at the 45-yard line. Bear catches the ball. He had some room there, and he fair caught it.
Well, obviously they had the block.
First thing you want to do is catch it.
Right. I'm sure they had the block going, so he has no blockers in front of him. So normally the response is, you know, fair catch it because we're going to try to block the punt. But, boy, you're right. He had some room if he'd have taken a chance to run with it.
All right. So Blue Hill gets the ball back now. First down and 10 yards to go. They're standing at their 44-yard line. Blue Hill at their own 44 with 2:26 on the clock and a 21-8 deficit to overcome. Point back to pass. Again, they go in the flat. He overshoots Garrett Sharp. And it's incomplete, stopping the clock at 2:22.
He just doesn't have, you know, that sharpness to his pass. You know, he
got to hit you guys in stride.
He's probably a really good baseball pitcher, you know, the way he throws the ball. He's more of a baseball delivery than a quarterback delivery. Sometimes it translates, and sometimes it doesn't.
All right, let's see what we got here. We may have he's still, Hoyt is still in at quarterback, back to pass, fires, and that time it was a little bit off. Feynman was up front. He almost got his hands on it, but actually it looked like it was more intended for Garrett Williams a little farther downfield.
It's kind of no man's land. That ball was, you know, in between everybody.
So that stops the clock at 2:18. Down and distance is third down and 10. The ball is spotted at the 44-yard line of Blue Hill. They're trying to get third hurry. Full spread, trips wide to the right side, doubles to the left, passes over and almost completed to Williams, or rather Sharp. If he would have caught it, it would have been a great dive grab by him, but it falls incomplete. Fourth down and 10 now.
Just not Blue Hill's strength at this point.
Blue Hill has to go to Kearney Catholic next week. and Southern Val traveling to Ravenna next week. Red formation, shotgun. Back to pass again is Hoyt. Fires downfield, looking for Comature, and it is in and out of his hands. That was intended for Shane Comature, the 145-pound junior. He got a hand on it, but not much of one. And that's going to turn it over on downs to Ravenna. So field position in Ravenna's favor, as is the score. And now they just want to get to a point where they can do the old victory formation.
Yeah, that's five incomplete passes and winds up 15 of 26 for 125 yards.
All right, now Baranek comes wide to the right side for Ravenna, and we expect he'll try and keep it fairly conservative here. 2:07, but they probably need a first down, at least one. I formation, Wilkie goes in motion off the wing. Now the penalty, and now the ball is bad snap, and
oh my goodness.
And they continue as they started the ball game with a little flop there out of the shotgun.
I would put that boy under the center if it was me. I'm sorry, I'm just saying. That was a big loss. I mean, I realize it, but one bounce, you know, that ball bounces funny sometimes.
You know, you get the ball free. Someone runs it into the end zone, and then an onside kick, and
yeah, you get a whole different ball game.
Yeah, and it's like rethink that kind of formation. All right, they stay in the shotgun though. Suborn wings both ways, wide out to the left side. Wilkie comes in motion, and he's not there when Suborn wanted to give it to him. It looked like a broken play there, and Suborn just tucked it up and ran into the tackle. For no gain, a little bit of a loss, as a matter of fact. Stops the clock at a minute and 18 seconds to go. Third down and a mile.
That is the most scary play in football. When you turn around and who you think is supposed to be there ain't supposed to be there, and there's the other team running at you full speed. That is an uncomfortable feeling, I can tell you.
You sound like an old quarterback.
I might have done that. Mm. And it's worse when you do it yourself, when you turn the wrong direction. Then it's an even more uncomfortable feeling.
There's a certain amount of the team knows.
Yeah.
All right, well, a timeout has been called here, and I'm not sure which team has any left over. I'm guessing that Blue Hill would be the only one that had an interest in stopping the clock, so we'll say that Blue Hill probably took their last timeout just now. Of course, at a high school stadium, you don't have the obvious bells and whistles that tell you who's got what timeouts left. I mean, Lincoln now that Blue Hill is out of timeouts.
I would think, yeah.
A minute 18 to go in this one. And Suborn still in the shotgun. Double wings, wide to the right side. And a third down and about 25 yards to go. Trevor Suborn. Wilkie in motion, and he'll keep it himself. Left side, he's got some running room.
Oh my
he's
goodness.
Got more, and he gets up to about the line of scrimmage. Kind of yards shy of that, but he picked up close to 20 yards on that quarterback keeper off the left side.
Had him dead to rights in the backfield. He makes one cut, and he, like you said, he picks up the first down. No, he gets almost back to the original line of scrimmage.
Again, that one, that's so close. That's such a timing play. You don't know whether or not he wanted to give it to Wilkie and they were just a half step off or whether it was a play that he wanted to keep himself. Anyhow, Wilkie was close enough to have been either given or pitched the ball, but Suborn kept it himself. It's fourth down coming now. And the clock is down at 25 seconds to go.
They're going to take a penalty.
And now they're going to take a penalty, walk it back five more yards, and that rolls another 4 or 5 seconds off the clock.
So they run one play, and
it'd be pretty hard for Blue Hill to do much more than
right
line up and try and fling it.
Yep.
All right. Ravenna, now with a fourth down, close to 20 yards to go. Go into a safety formation with one man standing about 15 yards in back of the line and 10 in back of the quarterback. Oh, no, it's a punt formation.
He's going to punt the ball.
Punt the ball.
Nobody deep.
Nobody was back there. That's a pretty good play.
It holds all the way down, 17, 16 seconds on the clock, and they stop it with 16 even to go.
Really nice.
I wasn't even thinking punt there. I thought, well, they got a guy back there to cover an errant snap. But that was the punter. He did just that, and he punted Blue Hill way down to their own 10-yard line. And so Blue Hill is going to really have a challenge here.
Well, and
16 seconds to go.
Really nice bounce back game for Ravenna. They've turned it around here.
Well, Ravenna lost two. Won last week and really had to win tonight to really kind of have a realistic postseason outlook at all. They got Southern Valley at home next week. CPI Mr. Tire scoreboard show on KHS 1230 coming up after this one, as well as the 5 Points Bank scoreboard show on Classic Hits 98.9. As Hoyt keeps the ball himself, gets a first down, and that stops the clock, moving the chains with just under 8 seconds to go. That's Parker Trumbull in there. Parker Trumbull back in at quarterback now. Got a spread formation. I bet Parker heaves it a long way. Back to pass, looking for one of five receivers, tries to get Shane Thaman across the middle, and it falls incomplete with 1.3 seconds to go. Time for one more pass for Blue Hill. Blue Hill will ride the bus to Kearney next week. That'll be a pretty good ball game. That'll be in the lair of the Kearney Catholic Stars. They had a pretty good season so far. Shotgun Trumbull, spread formation, back to pass. Looking, firing, nothing doing. Over the sidelines, that's it. That's the ball game. Blue Hill falls to Ravenna 21-8 on a beautiful night at home. Ravenna really had to win this one. Blue Hill not quite as much, and Ravenna came through with what they needed to do. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a wrap-up of tonight's ball game coming up next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQFM.com, on the World Wide Web. Talk to you in 2 minutes with a wrap-up.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
Gerstner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before, and their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Trust all your auto body shop work to Arpi's Body Shop in Blue Hill. Arpi's does the job right the first time, and they feature the new EnviroBase high-performance waterborne paint. And if it's auto glass, you need Arpi's is the place to see. Arpi's Body Shop is located a half mile east of Blue Hill. Call 756-2957. That's 756-2957. Quality is their first concern, so trust your auto body work to Arpi's Body Shop. Rock and Tracy proudly support the Blue Hill Bobcats and wish them best of luck.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, again, the final score was Ravenna coming back. Coming back from a one-point deficit. They led first in the ball game. They led 7-0 on a two-play drive by Saborn, the fine quarterback,
Trevor Suborn, after enduring about four series of not much good luck, either misfired snaps from the center or fumbles or sacks or whatever, they finally, from their own 15-yard line, put the quarterback under center, and that was Trevor Suborn. He kept the ball on one play, went 10 yards, got a first down. Got the ball on the second play from the 25-yard line, scooted 75 yards to pay dirt, and they tacked on a single point after and led 7-0. Blue Hill recovered a fumble, and that ensuing drive resulted in a score. They went to the wishbone formation, and on the option left and option right, Shane Thaman took a crossbuck and carried out of the wishbone and carried it 30 yards into the end zone. A two-point conversion for Blue Hill made it 8-7, and that's where we stood for the rest of the second and a huge portion of the third period. When Rebetta got the ball at the 47-yard line of, try that again, the 43-yard line of their own 43, and scored on an 8-yard catch by Connor Baranek from Trevor Suborn, capping a 57-yard drive and making it 14-8. A couple of drives later from the drive that started at the Ravenna 44-yard line, a 56-yard Trevor Suborn run and an extra point made it 21-8, and they rode out the storm after that, and that's where they ended up with a win in a much-needed fashion here at Blue Hill, 21-8. Over the Blue Hill Bobcats on a beautiful night for football. And statistically, Trevor Suborn must have pretty hefty yards per carry if you take away the losses that he had in the first half.
Well, if I can hit my math here, he actually wound up pretty well even without the losses, about 7 yards a carry. He went 22 carries for 157 yards. Again, back, and then forward, back, and then big yards forward. Of course, three big runs for the big one there, the touchdowns. Big plays all night by Suborn. He was the workhorse and probably the player of the game. Wilkie wound up carrying the ball 8 yards and came out with a zero carries. The other thing, two or three passing for Suborn for the touchdown, only 12 yards, but that's all they needed, the way they were moving the football. Penalties, four penalties for 35 yards against Ravenna, and one turnover, which was the turnover that resulted in the one score by Blue Hill. For Blue Hill, you'd think with 102 yards rushing and 92 by the other running back, that they had a pretty good night, and they did move the ball well. Penalties were the big story. Seven penalties for 60 yards, and the fact that they threw the ball 27 times, completed 15 for 125 yards. As we said, this was a game of character. Ravenna stayed in character. Blue Hill got out of character. Throwing the ball that much is not their strength. That many yards, again, one of those cases where they probably won everywhere except on the scoreboard, and that's the only one that really counts. Two turnovers by Blue Hill, and just a case of not being able to take advantage of the plays. The big one down here where they had the ball inside the 5-yard line, the block in the back that backed them up that kept them from scoring, and then that's when the Ravenna wound up getting the ball back, scoring, and turning the ball game around for them.
All right, let's take a final timeout here. We'll come back and give you some scores that we haven't gotten in earlier in advance of our scoreboard shows, which we'll tell you about as well. You're listening to High School Football on 94.5 FM, KLIQ, The Breeze, KLIQFM.com.
Did you ever wonder why Ravenna has great athletes? Well, it's all those great home-cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a large side of small-town hospitality.
So make the short drive to Ravenna and see what all the yum is about with a great home-cooked meal. And don't forget to order dessert with all the goodies homemade. You can't go wrong in the Dewdrop in Ravenna, a proud supporter of the area high school teams. The Dewdrop, Ravenna.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, let's see here. Let's check a couple of area scores. We see that Giltner is still up on Exeter Milligan, 58-28. Now, that's 86 points scored in that game, but catch this one. Wheeler Central scored 97 points against Elba, and the final in that one was 97-42. What's that, 139 points? Ooh. Boy. When we had the over-under on that one. If you're a betting guy.
If you're a betting man.
If you're a betting man. Lincoln Southwest is defeating Kearney at this point, 35-21. That's in the third. Southeast over Lincoln High, 47-0. Adams Central is trailing McCook, 24-21 in the fourth. Hastings is losing to Aurora, 54-7. Lincoln Pius, who 10th, is trailing Crete 40-7. Northwest has a 42-10 lead over York right now. Scott's Bluff is leading Sydney 14-0. Beatrice at Seward has Seward on top 14-7 at the half. BDS is leading Friend by a 26-6 margin. Elm Creek is trailing Overton 37-20. Newman Grove leading Hartman 62-20. And as I said, Exeter Milligan trailing Giltner 58-28 in a real firefight there. So again, the final score here, Blue Hill falling to Ravenna 21-8. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller, this is Craig Eckert. Thanks for joining us. Remember, CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show coming up on 1230 AM KHAS Radio here momentarily. And on 98.9 FM, Classic Hits, we'll have the 5 Points Bank Scoreboard Show. That's 98.9 FM, two of the Flat River radio stations. It's Storm Hockey tomorrow night. No NU football this weekend on the Breeze. And we'll see you in 2 weeks back on the Breeze with more high school football. So log on to flatriverpreps.com for our broadcast schedule. Again, thanks for joining us. Have a great night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.